National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
The Senate says yes.
This amendment is racist.
To official English.
Move to France. Wouldn't you learn French?
Okay for a cancer vaccine.
We have clearly entered a new era in medicine.
The Da Vinci Code. The
biggest cover-up in human history.
Opens.
An interesting premise.
To mixed reviews.
It's fiction.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. To further stoke the fires of the immigration debate, the Senate has voted to make English the country's official language. For reaction, we're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King.
There are actually two measures, one to make English the national language and a softer version making it the common and unifying language. Either way, Nevada Democrat Harry Reid says it's racist.
I think it's directed basically to speak people who speak Spanish.
But Oklahoma Republican and bill sponsor James Inhofe disagrees.
I think it's an insult to Hispanics to say that we are not going to have English as the national language because you're not capable of operating and succeeding in a country like this.
And this New Yorker says it's a good idea.
When parents came here, they didn't have the option of speaking their native language.
The measure could be part of a bill that goes to the House, then the President. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
Well, the vote came following a high-profile visit to the Mexican border by President Bush, touting his plans for stemming the rising tide of illegal immigrants in an interview with CBS News.
Offense in certain parts, coupled with additional manpower, coupled with a temporary worker plan, will do the job. And coupled with employer enforcement, will do the job.
But the plan to dispatch several thousand National Guardsmen to help bolster the Border Patrol continues to draw fire. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says the proposal is woefully inadequate.
This is just the beginning. I think they will realize that the 6,000 men are not enough, that it is too much of a distance, that they need probably 50,000 or so.
The busiest crossing on the Mexican border south of San Diego's reopened 9 hours after a deadly shooting involving Border Patrol agents and a van suspected of carrying illegal immigrants.
The officers tried to open the door, and they couldn't do it, so they broke the window. We hear about 5 shots, then the car stopped.
The driver was killed. Police say 5 people inside the van were taken into custody. A new weapon in the fight against cervical cancer, an advisory panel is recommending the FDA give the green light to Gardasil, a vaccine that can block the two viruses most commonly responsible for causing the disease. An important development, says Cornell University's Dr. Kevin Holcomb.
It is the first example of a vaccine against cancer in general.
But CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Callaghan says it is not designed to be a magic bullet.
It is not a replacement for the pap smear. The pap smear is still the gold standard screening tool for looking for cervical cancer.
A UN report's leveling harsh criticism at Washington over its detention of suspects in the war on terrorism. We're live with CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine. And Dan, what are the specifics?
The United Nations Committee Against Torture says it believes that American interrogators have used sexual humiliation, near drowning, and frighteningly vicious dogs. This based on what some former detainees are alleging. The committee also says the U.S. should not be holding anyone in secret and the Guantanamo detention camp should be closed. A U.S. official at the U.N. in Geneva said torture is never permitted and the government has taken steps to prevent any regrettable incidents. Nick?
Well, President Bush's choice to run the CIA has wrapped up testimony at his Senate confirmation hearings, a major issue dogging General Michael Hayden's nomination, the NSA program to track calls. And he wouldn't talk about last week's story that the agency under him collected call data on millions of Americans.
I don't want to answer it in open session, sir.
Why is that?
I am not in a position to confirm or deny this story that appeared in USA Today.
Now, one of the named Bell South is demanding USA Today retract its story. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A memorial has been dedicated to honor CDOT workers who were killed on the job. 55 names are on the granite slab, which was unveiled yesterday at CDOT headquarters. Governor Owens spoke.
It's not easy work, and we've seen that it can be deadly. Weather is unpredictable, and so, unfortunately, are the drivers whom CDOT works to protect.
The 18-ton monument honors all CDOT workers killed since 1929. A new video game that puts players in the role of Columbine killer Eric Harris continues to stir up controversy. Although the goal of the game is to plant bombs and shoot as many students as possible,
The game's creator says that he does not support the idea of killing classmates. The man who goes by the screen name Columban was a guest on one of our sister stations in Fort Collins and asked that his voice be disguised. He's already received numerous death threats. Harris and Dylan Klebold took the lives of 12 students at Columbine High School back on April 20th of 1999. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we had an early crash this morning across northbound I-25. It was just on that approach to Colfax involving a car and a dump truck. Luckily, all lanes of the highway have been reopened, and the northbound speeds are actually still in great shape. Southbound I-25 just now starting to see that usual buildup on the north end southbound right around 84th Avenue. But you've still got a great shot heading towards downtown as well as the tech center. Eastbound routes of C-470, 6th Avenue, as well as I-70 are dealing with some sun glare this morning. Luckily, our volume is still light across the city. The Friday morning commute is usually pretty late to fill in. In today's forecast, we'll see partly cloudy.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255. 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner. Or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
In a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Goo goo, shoot, goo goo, I got you.
I'm the patient. It's the established all words you do. Rising final two. Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. Help us fight.
To just love that on Friday morning. Friday morning at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High today 89 under partly sunny skies. We do have a chance of some thunderstorms moving into the area. 303-713-7600. Doing the show this morning from an undisclosed secret location because it's the place where we're going to have the Al Franken Jay Marvin breakfast with some of our contest winners. And so we have found a secluded place to do this in, and we're doing it live from an undisclosed location. I'll disclose the location at the end of the broadcast when it's too late for you to show up and enjoy anything. I'm sorry. I didn't get much sleep last night, and I'm like in one of those moods. So John Turk is running things back at the farm, and, of course, you know, on Fridays we do open phones, 303-713-7600, and I assume I got four lines open. So you can call and talk about anything you want to. I have to read this to you. This has got to be about the nastiest piece of direct mail that any, and I'm talking about any politician has ever sent about another politician. There's a candidate for the state assembly in the Central Valley region of California. His name is Bill Conrad. He's a Republican. And he's apparently running on the platform that his opponent won't survive his term because he's had a heart transplant. Is that like the worst? Here's the attack line. Tom Berryhill doesn't have the heart for the state assembly. I mean, That is the worst. It's absolutely the worst. And I got that from the hotline and Nation's Journal's daily briefing on politics. But, you know, how would you like to be in that district and get that kind of an attack ad? And I guess that kind of nasty politics, I guess, appeals to some people. Speaking of nasty politics, the gay marriage ban has been revived. Senate panel okayed Allard's proposal for a constitutional amendment upon a party-line vote. So you know what we got going on here is the Democrats are against the wall. Their backs are against the wall. The polls are on them. So they figure they're going to go play the same old card. And you know what? Wayne Allard's involved in it. This is from the Denver Post this morning. A dominant attempt to ban gay marriage through a constitutional amendment sprang back to life Thursday in the Senate by a 10-8 party-line vote. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved a resolution from Senator Wayne Allard, a Republican of Colorado, that would limit marriage to the union of one man and one woman. A vote on the bill by the full Senate is planned early in June. Allard and groups for and against the amendment concede there's almost no chance it will garner two-thirds vote needed to pass the Senate. So why are they doing it? Well, because they have nothing else to talk about. Wayne Allard's got nothing else to talk about. And if you were a member of the Republican Party and had to deal with all these failures, what would you talk about? The same measure in 2004 failed to overcome a procedural hurdle and a move to the full Senate vote. But Allard and the Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family Action, which lobbies for social conservatives, said they want to keep the issue in front of Congress. Translation, we want to keep the religious right and the religious wingnuts motivated so that they get out to the polls. The need is greater now than ever for us to move forward with the amendment, Allard said, citing unfavorable judicial decisions on same-sex unions in Nebraska and other states. You know, I would love to sit down with the senator and ask him why he thinks, and we were talking about this yesterday, why he thinks that the institution of marriage is being threatened. Who's threatening the institution of marriage? The only people who are threatening the institution of marriage are people who are getting divorced. Those are the only people who are threatening the institution of marriage. And why this is going on, it's going on simply because you know that it's political. And for no other reason. That's the reason that it's going on. Because you know what? The Republicans need to go back to the same old thing. Gays, guns, late-term abortions. Because if you look at the Washington Post ABC poll, if you look at the CNN Gallup poll, and there's a new CBS poll today, which I haven't seen, but if you look at any of those, it shows that the administration and the GOP is in big trouble. I mean, in CNN Gallup poll, I believe Bush went up a couple of points from maybe like a 32 to a 33 or something in that area, and CNN was on the air labeling that a bounce. What, a bounce of a point or two. They were labeling that as being a bounce. All right, 617, open phones, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get plugged in here during the hour of no power as we broadcast from our secret, secluded location, of which we can't give you the information as to where it is, but I'll give it to you after the broadcast at the very last couple of minutes. We'll thank the people where we're at, and hopefully we'll have Al Franken on the air in a little while. And we want to tell you, I want to take your calls on Friday morning. You know how open phones works. It works with your participation. 303-713-7600, four open lines. And don't make me get down on my knees and beg here during the hour of power, okay? I mean, come on. Get with the program. Anyway, it's good to have you along, and it's a good thing that it's Friday, and the weather's going to be pretty nice. And we'll get into the weather guest situation, too, coming up at the bottom of the hour with Amelia, John Turk, and myself. And so far, I lead in this whole contest that we have going here. I've won the last, what is it, John, two or three? I've won the last two, John claims. I think it's been three. But John says it's only been two. All right, so we'll take your calls, 303-713-7600, and we'll get on with all the rest of it, and it's open phones and anything you want to talk.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars, Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
How come all the good guys are married?
Yeah, where are all the great women?
I've tried every online dating service.
You never know if the profiles are true. Some are actually bogus.
Yeah, and then you find out the creep's married.
Or pictures from 15 years ago.
Then, if you're lucky enough to find someone interesting, they live in Anchorage.
Matchmaking services cost a king's ransom. And don't work.
And of course, speed dating is really natural.
I did the church thing.
And I got sick of the bar scene.
Those are just a few reasons why they created Denver Singles Only for Denver Singles Only. A unique combination of online dating and exciting Denver area activities. Their extensive membership screenings confirm their members are all local, safe, single, and the age they claim. They even have programs for single parents and their children, and those without an internet connection. Don't forget the weekly bash with a live band, dancing, games, discussions, and more. And their prices are ridiculously low. Check them out today at DenverSO.com. That's DenverSO.com.
Think of Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more, including America's original sports cars, the Vets, and they've got hot rods. They've got all kinds of things, and it's a perfect day tomorrow for the family. Going to be a perfect day with a high tomorrow of 87 degrees. So get on by Rockies. They're matching down incentive. Say hello to my friends, the Al Shears out there, or Colby, or Dave Dunn, or any of the gang. And dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell this Saturday at Rockies Autos, 11 until 3. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Now is the perfect time for that new suit. The famous Joseph A. Bank Suit Sale. A huge selection of handcrafted signature suits, $3.99. Our exclusive trio suits, $2.99. Executive suits, just $2.49. Even the entire stock of famous Joseph A. Bank Summer Poplin suits, only $1.79. Now, the savings are throughout the store. Select spring sport coats, only $1.99. And thousands of famous Joseph A. Bank dress shirts, two for $59. Plus, take $10 off all traveler sport shirts and traveler pants. The famous Joseph A. Bank suit sale. Huge savings on signature, executive, trio, even poplin suits, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Attention all conservatives.
Ah, caught you listening. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 89, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. J. Marvin here. It's open phones, broadcasting from an undisclosed location of the Al Franken J. Marvin breakfast. And I'll give you the location at the end of the broadcast. But it's good to have you along. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Lydia in Denver. Lydia, hi. Good morning. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it's come on. It's Friday. Come on. It's Friday.
It's 6:30.
Well, okay. You got me there. What's on your mind?
I was thinking about this whole Senate ban on gay marriage. They keep trying to ban it, but it's illegal, and I don't understand why.
Because they want a constitutional amendment to it, and it's something they're never going to get, and they do it because it scores political points, and it gets the base, the wingnut base of the Republican Party all fired up, and they need that right now because the wingnut base has threatened them, the religious wingnut base has threatened them by saying that if you don't deliver this to us, or at least make an attempt to deliver it to us, we're going to stay home in November, and they're already staring down the abyss, the pit of abyss in November now with the way the polls are shaping up.
Well, it's already illegal. There are plenty of things that are illegal that we don't actually have in our Constitution.
Well, I agree. I agree with you 100,000%.
I support gay marriage all the way, but I don't understand why they're trying to ban it when it's already illegal.
Because they want to get political mileage out of it. That's the reason.
There's so many other things they could be discussing, though.
Well, they don't care. They think that works. It's worked for them in the past, so they think it can work again.
You know what it is?
It's a diversion from the real problems that are going on in the country. What would you rather be talking about? Would you rather be talking about gay marriage, or would you rather be talking about this country's debt? Or how about the mess in Iraq?
All the other problems that they've caused?
Well, they don't want you to talk about that, so what they want you to do is they want you to talk about gay marriage. Lydia, thank you. I appreciate the call, and hope you wake up a little bit more. That leaves up open a line at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Castle Rock. Steve, hi, you're on.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm a conservative by nature.
Mm-hmm.
I was been a Republican for many years, but I'm concerned because I was concerned even at the beginning when George Bush came out and said, he was very religious. You know, you were talking about guns and God. And, you know, when they asked him if he talked to his father about going into the war in Iraq, he said, well, I talked to a higher father. But now the stories come out that they were planning this thing 13, 14 months ahead. And then also in Afghanistan, you know, they kind of ignored that after they went in there. And now Afghanistan doesn't, their constitution doesn't have any religious freedoms. A guy converts to Christianity and he's sentenced to death. You know, it's like he's more interested in the oil, you know, controlling the oil back there than he is, you know, in his religious beliefs. And I'm just concerned. And as far as guns go, you know, I don't know why they haven't gone back and tried to repeal the all the registration laws. You know, they just haven't. It seems like they talk about this stuff, but they don't do anything about it.
Well, that's their whole, listen, that's their whole deal. They con, look, the GOP cons the religious wingnut rights and the people on the right. They con them by bringing these issues up, but by never really doing anything about them because they don't really want them to go away because they want to be able to keep using them. So they never deliver on their promises. That's number one. Number two, there's nothing wrong with owning a gun if you're a law-abiding citizen. I mean, there shouldn't be any problem with that at all. Number three, Afghanistan, the job there is not finished. I believe there's a news report this morning that over 100 people died in a battle there, a gun battle there, last night or it was yesterday. And as far as Iraq goes, you know what? I think the administration's problem there is we're past the reasoning now of why they went in. Now, what they're apparently showing us is they're incompetent and can't get us out.
Well, yeah, but he said we won't, no matter what, we won't leave during his term. So it's like he's already made the decision now that, and there's no changing it. And, you know, there's no flexibility there. You know, where's our leadership?
You know? Well, I mean, I agree with you. But you know what? He says that we're not going to go during his term. And I firmly believe that part of that is because they don't have an idea of how to get out. They've got us into a situation in which they can't get out. We're in a swamp full of alligators, and they can't drain the swamp or kill the alligators, and we're stuck. I mean, Iraqi's oil production is below what it was before we invaded, so that's not helping out the price of a barrel of oil every single day, and it's not helping out the energy crisis. The government is supposed to be sworn in here shortly. But, you know, how much does the country does the government really control? Not much. I mean, the place is pretty much a mess. And how are we going to get out? They don't have any way. They don't have any idea of how to get out. Most of the plans on how to get out are coming from the Democratic side.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Steve. Hey, have a good Friday, will you?
All right, you too, boss.
Okay, you got it, man. 6:28, it's 28 minutes after 6. That opens up two lines at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron and Elizabeth. Ron, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Ron, you there? Okay, Ron is history. Let's go to Scott in Larimer County. Scott, you there?
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Scott.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm doing all right for a Friday. Hey, I just went and talked about kind of the blizzard of misdirection that the Republicans are throwing across this nation, everything from, you know, gay marriage to flag burning to, I think to some extent, maybe this immigration thing. is because what's been going on for the last 20 years is an immigration thing just popped up all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, the Democrats, and we've got the state Democratic Party Assembly starting up today and stuff.
Right.
You know, we're going to be talking about things like health care, education, environment, you know, Iraq, that whole thing.
Energy independence.
Energy independence, election reform, you know, and what that is all about, along with probably, you know, what our Constitution says and
right.
how we're supposed to be conducting ourselves and, you know, that this is a nation of laws and that we don't have some sort of imperial presidency that can do whatever they want and things. So I just wanted to, you know, tell folks out there, you know, get involved, support a candidate, go out and find out who's running in your county or in your city, your congressional district, all those things, and support people.
I agree 100%. Man, I've got my candidates all lined out that I've been supporting since the very beginning, and I, you know, you'd usually do, you know, every couple of days I do a roll call and call out people's names like Angie Piccioni and Bill Winter and Morgan Carroll and Joe Rice and Molly Cullum and Jay Fawcett you know, and Bill Ritter. And, yeah, you know, get out there and let's get going and let's make November happen. Hey, thanks, man. Have a good Friday and have a good convention up there in Greeley, too.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Scott, thanks. Three lines open now, 303-713-7600, 631, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. We're going to look at the progressive traffic here with Amelia Earhart. All right, Amelia, you're down, what, two or three to me now?
Just two.
See, I think it's three.
Why do you think it's three?
Because I just do. I think you lost me three times.
We only did it two times. We didn't do one yesterday.
Oh, we did? Oh, that's...
No.
Okay.
You were all worked up about something else. I didn't want to bug you.
What was I worked up about?
I don't remember.
Well, it must have been important.
Okay. Don't you remember?
No. Okay. I have a high today of 89.
Okay.
What have you got?
I'm saying 90.
Turk?
88. So I get everything. I get everything under.
But this is
and
good.
And Amelia gets everything over. So, Jay, you're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, this is good because Jay has to be exactly right.
Well, you know what, though? Thunderstorms are going to come later in the day.
I agree with you there.
That's going to cool things down.
Okay.
So at any point during the day, if it cools down and hits 89, I win.
No, we're talking about the high.
What the high at what time? Noon or 1? Noon
at the highest temperature throughout the entire 24-hour period.
You know, something
you're such
about,
a rule bender.
I'm not. I am. Quit accusing me of being a Republican. All right. Okay. You know what? Look. You know what? Look.
What?
I'm a man. I can handle it. All right. I'll take 89.
Okay.
You'll say 90.
Yep.
And Turk, you'll say what?
88.
88. Okay. Now you guys are down to me twice, so you both owe me lunch twice. even if I lose today, and we come back on Monday. You're still going to owe me lunch, both of you.
We're not doing triple or nothing?
Why, you want to do triple or nothing? And then that means if I lose, I got to buy you lunch.
No, that means that I get to cook you three times as much tofu if I lose.
No, we're not having tofu.
It's a good thing there's nothing going on in the drive. Otherwise,
all right.
Be angry.
All right. Triple or nothing.
Okay.
Is that fair, John? All right, we're on triple or nothing. All right, now what's going on with the progressive traffic, Amelia?
Well, luckily, not much this morning. Jay got a nice light drive across the city. Southbound I-25 just now beginning to jam up between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Pretty light start to the morning commute. Eastbound I-76, though, is pretty heavy. Eastbound I-270 is heavy between I-76 and Vasquez. The rest of the drive, though, across eastbound 6th Avenue, C-470, as well as I-70, all running nice and clear. Our first crash of the morning was along northbound I-25. Right around Colfax, that's now been cleared from the highway, and all lanes are once again reopened. In today's forecast, we have a chance for showers later on this afternoon and a high of 90 degrees. Currently, we're at 61 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Great May Tent event returns May 18th through the 21st at Tires Plus. Save 10 to 50% on specially marked tires.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Salem's 5206.
Memorial Day's coming, so we're taking the kids to Lowe's to teach them responsibility. You see, between now and Monday, all Olympic Paint has a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon and 20 on 5 gallons.
So Steven and I can cover his rubber ball marks. And Lowe's has 8x8 cobble patio pavers for 97 cents and $20 off their shop vac blower.
I can't even say what Jimmy did.
Now when you use your Lowe's consumer card on any purchase of $299 or more, you'll make no payments and get 0% financing for a full 12 months. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hendricks in the morning. Good stuff. 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 89. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms. Jay Marvin broadcasting live from an undisclosed location. It's our it's our Al Franken Jay Marvin breakfast, which we should be getting underway here shortly. And until that time, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. And, of course, it's open phones all morning long. We got Aaron Glantz coming up. Check this out. This is your taxpayer money. The U.S. government has lost track of over 200,000 machine guns that were supposed to be used by the Iraqi police. The 99-ton cache of AK-47s have been secretly flown out from a U.S. base in Bosnia. But four plane loads of the arms have vanished. And we'll talk to Aaron Glantz, an unembedded reporter who wrote the book How America Lost Iraq. And we'll talk to him coming up here in a few minutes. Let's go to Mark in Boulder. Mark, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay?
Yes, Mark.
Oh, hi, there you go. Good morning to you. First thing I wanted to say is that there's a difference between Republicans and the Republican Party and the current administration. I'm probably one of many, many disenfranchised Republicans. The second thing, I emailed you a letter describing this that I sent to Wayne Allard.
Just for everybody who's listening, including myself, can you describe what you think is what you believe is the differences?
Well, you know, one of the things is fiscal. What you were just talking about, fiscal responsibility. Well, there is none.
Right.
Individual rights. Well, what's happening to that?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I guess I'm more of a Jeffersonian Republican, you might say. But one of the things that this administration continually says is that the president has a sworn obligation to protect us from terrorism. But if you check Article 2, I believe, Section 8, which is his oath of office,
right,
the one thing that he has sworn to protect is the Constitution.
That's correct.
Not us. And I hear a lot of people discussing how, you know, maybe this is the price we pay for being more secure. I don't hear people saying, what is the price we pay for freedom? You know, I would much rather have a somewhat minimal threat. I mean, how many people have actually died over the course of this country from terrorism? The Constitution is there to protect us from our government, the people who have the biggest impact on our lives. And our government isn't doing that. They're not protecting
well,
us.
Well, it's not doing it because the checks and balances are broken. And
oh, absolutely.
Because you've got one-party rule, and the people in that party don't have the guts to stand up to the head of their own party and say, wait a minute, you can't come in front of us and say it's legal because you consider it to be illegal, and Alberto Gonzalez says that it's legal, and on and on and on and on and on, when clearly the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says one thing, the FISA law says another. There's another phone law called the, I believe it's called the Secure Information Act. I may have the name of it wrong, but it also prohibits the releasing of phone numbers to government agencies. And you do all of these things, and you do these things without warrants. You know, it takes guts on both sides. I mean, if you go back and
Absolutely.
Look at Watergate, I mean, there were Republicans in Watergate who came forward and said, look, Mr. President, you've gone far enough. You can't go any farther. You know, you're really going to have to consider resigning and leaving office.
It's a lack of courage and integrity on the part of the Republicans and the Democrats in Congress.
Well, the Democrats are in a different situation because they're shut out.
Right.
They don't control the agenda. Nothing that they propose gets heard. And they have a very, very rough time. They have to take a back seat. They've got stuff out there. They want investigations. But, for instance, look at the NSA spy investigation, in which one day the NSA turned around and revoked the clearances of the Justice Department lawyers and said the investigation is closed. You can't get any more information. And nobody stood up and said, well, wait a minute, you know, you can't do that. And one Democrat did, and I believe it was Maurice Hinchey of New York, but he's a Democrat. He's in the minority party, so no one
Well, there's
pays
another
attention.
Democrat, too. You have Feingold, and I'm actually in absolute, complete support of him. You know, wrong is wrong. And if that's an absolute, and it doesn't matter which party you're a member of.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I agree with you 100%.
And I enjoy your show. I enjoy listening to you guys. Keep it up. Somebody's got to do it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you being there, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. 303-713-7600. We've got three lines open. Let's go to Catherine in Denver. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks. Unfortunately, I can't really stay on the line, so I'm just going to throw one out and then take off. But,
all right.
And maybe you'd be good enough to mention this to Al when he comes in. We keep talking about the elections, but at the same time we know that, first of all, you can never underestimate this administration enough. You can never overestimate this administration enough. And I think that we should be dedicating a whole significant effort to what's going to happen when the election time comes around and they subvert it.
Well, there are already people involved in that. If you go to bradblog.com, there are a lot of people around this country that are involved in voter integrity. There are voter integrity movements in virtually almost every single state. And we know that the Republicans will engage in voter suppression. They have before. And we know that they'll do it again. And most people who are running are aware of that. And they've got their eyes focused on it. And they're in a position to do something about it in 06, unlike they were, say, in 2000. So it's a whole different ballgame. And if you go to the Internet, and particularly if you go to bradblog.com, and there's some other websites out there as well, there's a whole Integrity in Voting Project website out there. We had the guy on a couple of months ago. I just can't tell you out of my memory what the website address is, but if you go Google it, you'll find it. And that's what he's totally and completely engaged in. And when I say he, I mean he and thousands of other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it is going on, and we do have something happening in that area. Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Four lines open now, 303-713-7600, 644-16 in front of 7. Jay Marvin here, broadcasting from a secret location. This is the morning of the Al Franken and Jay Marvin breakfast. We'll reveal the location close to the end of 10 o'clock. But meanwhile, it's open phones all morning at 303-713-7600. We do have Aaron Glantz coming up with this incredible story about these AK.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol triple pane window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning. Because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Really ought to switch your dogs to Purina One because you'll see the healthy changes like Mary and I have seen. And, you know, it's good to know that Purina One makes a variety of formulas in case that meets all of your dog's nutritional needs and that can follow your dog throughout your dog's lifetime. There are two formulas for puppies. There's a couple for seniors. There's a couple for large breeds. There's even one for dogs with sensitive systems, so there's got to be one that's just right for your dog. If you'd like to change your dog's health for the better, call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. So take the Purina One 30-day challenge. Call today, 1-888-606-BARK.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents. Outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. Broker.com. A romantic dinner for two at the Broker Restaurant, a Denver original since 1972. The vault and dark cherry wood enhance your special dinner of prime rib or Alaskan salmon, including a bottle of wine. Just $59 for both of you. The Broker, 17th and Champa, downtown.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:49. It's 1 minute in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 89. Partly sunny with thunderstorms, and we're broadcasting from our undisclosed secret location of the Al Franken J. Marvin Breakfast. And on the line with us is Aaron Glantz, embedded reporter and the author of a great book called How America Lost Iraq. This is called America Loses Guns and Prisoners. And Aaron, good morning and welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. Let's talk about this. The U.S. government has lost track of over 200,000 machine guns that were supposed to be used by the Iraqi police. The 99-ton cache of AK-47s was to have been secretly flown out from a U.S. base in Bosnia, but the four plane loads of arms had vanished. Aaron, what happened to the guns?
Well, they took off out of Bosnia on a Moldovan airline whose air clearance had been revoked, and they appear to have never landed in Iraq at all.
Do we have any idea where they went?
No, I called. This comes out of a report by Amnesty International on arms trafficking, where, you know, they called to our attention that these 200,000 Kalashnikovs are missing. So I called this guy who used to train the Iraqi police for 3 years. I asked him, I said, what do you think? These 200,000 machine guns have gone missing. He said, oh, that's no big deal. We often can't even find a tank that we're supposed to have.
Well, that's reassuring news. Now, also in this story, there were also five escaped Iraqi inmates from a newly built high-security prison. Where did they go? Did we ever find them?
No, we haven't found them yet either. And the amazing thing about that is they just walked out of the prison. And you have to see the overall context of this, Jay. We have arrested so many people and held them in Iraq that we can't fit them in Abu Ghraib anymore. We have 4,500 people being held without trial in Abu Ghraib. We have more in southern Iraq. And so we couldn't fit them anymore. So we hired this company from the suburban San Francisco, ECCI, to build us a new prison up in Kurdistan because we don't have enough space in Saddam's old prisons. And apparently it's so poorly constructed that five of the inmates just walked out of it.
That's unbelievable.
Well, a friend of mine who works for an organization called Corp Watch, he's been monitoring the way these companies behave in Iraq. He didn't have the chance to go see this prison, but he did have the chance to visit a school that the same company, ECCI, was paid with our tax dollars to rebuild. And he said, while the front looked very nice, he's not surprised that prisoners were able to escape out of their prison because the back end of the school that he visited had not been repaired at all and was, in fact, filled with raw sewage.
Let me ask you a question, Bill. Let's get back to these guns for a minute, these 200,000 machine guns. Think they're in the hands of the resistance?
Well, it's hard to tell where they went, but when I did call over and I talked to someone I know who is an interrogator with the new Iraqi army, he said that the resistance, the insurgency, has very good weapons, very modern weapons, and in fact more modern weapons than the U.S. is giving to the Iraqi army. When I was talking to my friend who is training the Iraqi police and military, he said that sometimes the U.S. military sells Kalashnikovs to the Iraqi police that have components that are made of plastic that should be made of wood.
Hmm. So we have no idea where the prisoners went. We have no idea where the guns went. Do we have any idea how the guns actually disappeared? I mean, who is responsible for the gun security?
Well, what's really weird, Jay, is that so the U.S. military is buying up guns that were used in the Bosnian Civil War and bringing them to Iraq for use by the Iraqi police. The question we have to ask ourselves is why, in God's name, is the U.S. military working with a bunch of shady arms brokers? They worked with a company in Croatia that was unknown to the Croatian government. They worked with another company that has been violating the United Nations arms embargo on Liberia. They worked with this Moldovan airline that had its air clearance revoked. Well, why in God's name are we doing that when we have a U.S. military base in Bosnia, we have a U.S. military base in Iraq, and they could just use a U.S. military jet to fly it, and then they would be able to account for it perfectly? Why are they using these very shady companies to begin with? I called over to the Pentagon. They wouldn't comment for me.
Could it be because it's cheaper?
It could be.
Or is it because somebody's getting paid?
Well, you know, it is interesting, Jay, that this base in Bosnia, as well as the bases in Iraq, is actually contracted out to Halliburton, the management of the base itself.
Well, there you go, Halliburton. Well, that's, you know, at the end of the why is it always at the end of the rainbow? It's either Halliburton or their subsidiary, Kellogg Brown and Root.
Well, actually, it would be Kellogg Brown and Root in this case.
All right, so then at the end of the rainbow, it's Kellogg Brown and Root that's involved in this. And this, again, is once again another gigantic screw-up that they've made, correct?
Well, I mean, 200,000 missing Kalashnikovs, you decide if that's a screw-up or not. I mean, how do you lose 99 tons of guns and then pretend that it's no big deal? It's incredible.
No, I think what either happens, either the guns get hijacked and are given to the wrong people, i.e. the resistance, or somebody takes the guns and then turns around and sells them on the open market.
Well, you know, one thing that's interesting, Jay, is as I was talking with Amnesty, they're the people bringing this to our attention. They said that a lot of, you remember those arms that were looted out of the arms caches in Iraq, that
right.
You have to go buy them all around the world. They're now showing up in Uganda, being used in the civil war in Uganda. You know, so it could be that these, working with these shady companies, they siphon them off and sell them on the open market, like you suggest, to one of the many wars that's going on around the world. Or, on the other hand, you know, the arms were intercepted somewhere by the insurgency and the military won't tell us about it.
6:56, 56 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron Glantz on the line. How America Lost the War in Iraq is the latest book by Aaron. And we're talking about America loses guns and prisoners. You know, that's interesting that you're talking about these guns showing up in other parts of the world, because I think conventional wisdom would suggest to most people that if the guns disappear, they go to the resistance. What you're saying is that it's that these weapons are showing up in other parts of the world, which would indicate to me that basically what's going on here, it's arms dealers.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, why would the resistance want only Kalashnikovs? I mean, they can have no problem getting Kalashnikovs. There's a sea of Kalashnikovs in the Middle East. They looted, you know, the people looted the old Iraqi Army arms caches when all we did was check the oil ministry and not the arms caches back in 2003. There's no shortage of AK-47s in Iraq. The people who are killing us in Iraq want is more advanced weapons, and they're probably concentrating on, you know, getting stuff in from Saudi Arabia and from their other contact
all right,
in the Middle East.
Then what that indicates to me is somebody in the United States government or somebody who's responsible for this or somebody in Halliburton or Kellogg Brown or Root is dealing with arms dealers. That's what it indicates to me. Aaron, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. And your book, How America Lost the War in Iraq, is a fantastic book. Really, I recommend it to How America Lost Iraq, actually, is the title of it. I recommend it to everybody. Aaron, thanks for coming on the program and hope to have you back on again.
My pleasure, Jake.
Okay, thank you. All right, Darren McKee is coming up at 7 a.m., and he'll do open phones. He'll continue open phones here at 303-713-7600. I'll go to the breakfast, try not to make a pig out of myself or spill anything, and then be back afterwards, and we'll continue with open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got four open lines, so avail yourselves of those. Don't forget, Monday starts the gas giveaway. If you haven't registered to win that, go to am760.net. If you're already a Progressive Club member, then you're already involved and already registered. But if you haven't registered, go to am760.net.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Even the entire stock of famous Joseph A. Banks summer poplin suits, only $179. Now, the savings are throughout the store. Select spring sport coats, only $199. And thousands of famous Joseph A. Banks dress shirts, two for $59. Plus, take $10 off all Traveler sport shirts and Traveler pants. The famous Joseph A. Banks suit sale. Huge savings on signature, executive, trio, even poplin suits, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
M760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. The immigration debate takes a new turn as the Senate votes to make English the national language and the country's common and unifying language in separate measures. Opponents are upset.
Do you really believe this amendment is racist?
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid.
I think it's directed basically to speak people who speak Spanish.
Republican sponsor James Inhofe says that's an insult to Hispanics.
To say that we are not going to have English as the national language because you're not capable of operating and succeeding in a country like this, they're dead wrong.
New Yorkers we spoke to like the idea.
I don't think it's a dismissal of other people's cultures or languages at all.
I'm Peter King reporting live now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
Bell South wants USA Today to take it back. Spokesman Jeff Batcher says his company is demanding a full retraction of the story that said Bell South gave customer calling records to the National Security Agency.
We sent a letter to the president and publisher of USA Today insisting that the newspaper USA Today retract the false and unsubstantiated statements that have been made regarding Bell South.
USA Today says it's reviewing the letter and will be responding. A small army of FBI agents and forensic experts will spend another day digging at the Hidden Dreams horse farm in Milford Township, Michigan. At the scene, CBS's Sharon Alfonsi tells us this new search for long-missing Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa began with a lead from behind bars.
There was a tip that came in from an inmate in Kentucky who said that while he was not here, that he was pretty certain that Jimmy Hoffa was buried here, and apparently he took a polygraph test.
Wow.
And they had confidence in that polygraph test, and that's why they came to this horse farm.
The Detroit Free Press says the convict who came up with the lead used to be close to a union leader who wasn't getting on with Hoffa. Some Christian leaders call it bad theology. Some movie critics call it bad filmmaking. But what do the paying customers have to say about the holy hype surrounding The Da Vinci Code? The early bird crowd for the midnight showing in Pittsburgh gave it mixed reviews.
It was excellent. They intertwined everything and made you listen and try to figure out where they were going to go next.
I was sorry to see a myth and something that is fiction portrayed as fact. As a Catholic, I think that's the error that the movie made.
Johnny Van Sant, lead singer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, is mending from an emergency appendectomy last night at the Stanford University Medical Center. The band manager says Van Sant will need at least a week to get back on his feet. AAA says drivers hitting the road this weekend can expect to pay $2.91 a gallon on average. The spread ranges from a low of $2.69 in South Carolina to a high of $3.41 in Hawaii. On the weather watch, flood-weary New England could get another inch or two of rain today. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 7 points. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore. Erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
There is no doubt a T-Mobile Motorola Razr V3 phone would make a mind-blowingly cool graduation gift. Well, brace yourself, because right now with activation at CompUSA, you can get it for free. Or pick up a 5-megapixel Kodak EasyShare digital camera and get a $50 instant savings. All kinds of phenomenal graduation deals are good through this Saturday, so hightail it to CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Prices vary in Connecticut. Required new in-store activation or qualified upgrade on rate plan $39.99 or higher. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. 2 weeks from today, the carpool lanes on I-25 between downtown and the Boulder Turnpike will have some single drivers on them for a price. On June 2nd, the lanes will open for tolls when single drivers can pay up to 3 1/4 for a speedy way to work. Carpools can still drive for free. It's a different story on the south side of town. Douglas County trying to prevent new toll lanes on C-470. CDOT's plan is to put 2 toll lanes in each direction, but says it's fine if local government wants to fund the lanes themselves. A Jefferson County middle school student arrested for playing a variation of the game of tag. Police booked 14-year-old Cole Sharp for allegedly touching a girl's breasts while playing a game called boob tag. Mother Lynn Sharp says she has no tolerance for sex offenses, but doesn't believe that's what this is.
I think that is something that we need to correct as parents, and maybe at the school level, but not at the police level.
The boy admits to playing the game, but claims he didn't play it with the girl that made the allegations. If convicted, he could face up to 2 years in a youth detention facility. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. New trouble along southbound I-225 this morning. We have a two-car crash on the bottom of the ramp heading onto DTC Boulevard, so you will find delays exiting the highway down towards I-25 in the Denver Tech Center. Southbound lanes of I-25 themselves are jamming up on the north end now between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Once again, you'll find heavy traffic southbound between I-70 and Spear, and yet again between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. The eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are now heavy and slow coming out of Lakewood between Federal and the I-25 interchange, and the Boulder Turnpike eastbound is also jamming up between Federal and I-25 as well. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 90 degrees, and currently we're at 63 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich. Very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. radio. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
And then we were all supposed to immediately say, hey, thanks for paying attention. And the politics of American Idol, if you're voting for Taylor or Catherine, apparently you're a Republican or a Democrat. I know, that's a bizarre story, and I'll have that for you a little bit later. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Jay is with some of our very lucky contest winners who get to have breakfast with Mr. Al Franken just a little bit later on. But we're going to start with Ann in Fort Collins talking about one of my favorite people in the world, Marilyn Musgrave. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just doing fine. Thank you very much. It's very beautiful in Fort Collins today.
It is. It's a gorgeous day down here in our secrets.
I know. We can't let the word out that Colorado is a beautiful place to live.
Well, it's getting out there. You should probably see it up in your neighborhood, I'm sure, in the north part of town. The south part of town, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you've been to Parker lately, Ann, but I don't recommend it. But anyways...
Well, where we live, we have a beautiful view of the entire mountain range. So.
Can you see Long's Peak from where you are right there?
Oh, right now.
Oh, I bet it's gorgeous.
Still has some snow on it. I'm calling about a very unbeautiful person, Marilyn Musgrave.
Yes.
The Ku Klux Klan has a website.
The Ku Klux Klan knows how to use a computer?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of up to date.
All right.
And it's www.kkk, as you might imagine, .bz. B as in boy, Z as in zebra.
Okay.
And if you do a /musgrave.htm, they have a nice link to and supportive link to a bill that Marilyn Musgrave is supporting in the House of Representatives. It's stuck so deeply in the bill, I couldn't even find it. I looked up the bill. It's bill H.R. bill number 2732.
Okay.
And
what's she talking about there?
It's about homeschooling and protecting the rights of people who are homeschooled, and I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Just my problem is that the Ku Klux Klan has seen fit to, in a sense, endorse her. You know, because you don't put on a website a big article with the picture of her. She's not in pink this time.
Uh-huh.
She's in brown. But at any rate, it's, you know, there's her picture. And it's just a nice little summary about her part of this bill. And then, of course, down at the bottom, they remind all of us that she was the one who proposed the constitutional amendment, marriage, one man, one woman.
Yeah, she's big on that.
And now they're bringing it up again. So, unfortunately, this is going to be a very ugly discussion that's going to come up in June, I'm afraid.
Well, I officially call on Marilyn Musgrave to denounce the Ku Klux Klan. I think that's the least she can do today. How about that, Ann?
I think you're absolutely right, and I will call her office.
Sure. I'm sure that'll be a fun little call for them to find out.
A little call. They'll ignore me because they ignore me every time I do call them, but it's okay.
You got to keep trying. You got to keep plugging away there, Ann.
We're working hard because we need to get rid of her. We need to not only vote for Angie Petroni,
absolutely.
But we need to give money to her.
No doubt.
And people can go to her website at Angie2006.com.
And let me ask you, what is it about that area that is so supportive of somebody that I think is, you know, borderline evil? What is it about that neighborhood?
I think it's a very big neighborhood. Let's talk about that. It goes from Wyoming, way down to New Mexico, over to Kansas, to Nebraska, and it pulls in Longmont. It pulls in, of course, Larimer County, all of Larimer County, and, of course, all of Weld County. And, you know, if you look at that district, it's huge. And there have been traditionally very conservative people. But Larimer County went for Salazar last time,
mm-hmm.
And in a significant way. I think we're getting blue.
All right.
And we're certainly working on it. And Angie may be outspent 100 to 1, but she will articulate 10,000 times to 1 her viewpoint, and it will, and it's so much clearer and much more honest than Marilyn Musgrave. So.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Ann, and it's time for Musgrave.
It's time
to go.
For a change.
See you later.
It's time for a change, and I really believe we have a lot of Republican friends, and they are very disgusted with her. So
good, good.
This I hope will add to that disgust, and I truly hope that she will denounce the KKK.
Okay.
Ask them to remove this from her website, their website.
Sure, why not? What do you have to lose on that? I mean, who are you going to tick off on that one?
That I'll just get a call from her campaign manager, that's all.
Then that'd be something. We are not going to denounce the KKK. We are absolutely not going to denounce them.
I would love to hear her say that. I would love to hear her.
You know what? I gotta admit, I didn't even know the KKK was still around. Never mind the fact they can actually use computers.
There it is, and it truly is, because if you go to that website, it then goes to Knights, KNIGHTS, first, and then a link to the KKK.
Well, that sounds like a fun afternoon, doesn't it? All right, Ann. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Our phone number.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Ann. 303-713-7600. Well, there you go. It's open phones, as we just proved. Bush on the border with the big fence. Are you buying it? Who's your favorite right-wing religious nutbag? I mean, it's always fun to goof on Pat Robertson when he comes back into the news. And what's he predicting, tsunamis now? Like God told him about tsunamis wiping out certain parts of the United States? Fantastic, Pat. You know, my favorite one is particularly is the guy just down the road, Mr. James Dobson, who, you know, had an inside link with Karl Rove and was basically thinking that he was controlling the situation and had a hotline. And you know, the great thing about James Dobson, of course, is that he's more than willing to tell you every single little thing he's doing. And again, sometimes even fibbing about it and just making some things up. But we appreciate all these right-wing religious nutbags. It's their time to shine, because right now there's nothing going on. I mean, there's nothing going on that they can get their claws into. In fact, they don't even know what to make of themselves because they're disagreeing with the president itself. And to a certain degree, you hope that they stay estranged. Now, did they actually shift the election? You know, I've heard Al Franken talk about it quite often, saying that no, he didn't. In fact, it'd be great later on, if Al is available to come in and explain that in great detail. But they've been given a lot of credit for shifting the election, where Franken says that, no, that's not exactly the case. And perhaps we can ask him about it a little bit later on. We're going to take a quick break, come back with your phone calls. President Bush's nominee to head the CIA defended the administration's warrantless surveillance program, and we'll go through that and tell you where Mr. Hayden's at. I know you're dying to know if who you should vote for American Idol. If you're on the progressive side of things, I'll have that information for you as well. And have we found Jimmy Hoffa yet? Because I got a shovel in my trunk. I'm willing to dig anywhere, really. Honest to God. It's Darren McKee.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just 2 capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy 3 bottles, get 3 free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
In the area. Southbound I-25 up on the north end is heavy and slow between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike. Once again, between I-70 and Spear. And we're also looking at very slow speeds making your way across Alameda heading down towards the Broadway Bridge. Eastbound 6th Avenue is jammed up between Federal and I-25. And southbound I-225 is jamming up between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25 as well. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 90 degrees. And currently we're at 63 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Get to Bicycle Village in Aurora this Saturday for the Bike Expo. Meet mountain biking pioneer Keith Bontrager. Save up to 50% on over 1,000 bikes. Win prizes like Lance Armstrong memorabilia. It's the Bike Expo this Saturday at Bicycle Village in Aurora, the ultimate bike shop.
Lachelle Felice and Associates reminds parents that whether your teenager's the driver or passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Major factors which lead to teenage road deaths include inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Talk about these issues with your kids. This is from Lachelle Felice and Associates, specializing in foundation and underground engineering. That's Lachelle Felice and Associates in Denver, wishing our grads all the best.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protect your engine and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't let the high price of gas spoil your plans for a summer getaway. Starting next Monday, AM 760's Jay Marvin wants to pump you up.
Here's how it works. Every hour on my show at 620, 720, 820, and 920, I'll call out the name of an AM 760 Progressive Club member. You'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of gas. If you're not a Progressive Club member, go to AM760.net to sign up now.
We are here to pump. You are.
Jay Marvin's gas giveaway starts May 22nd with 4 chances to win every morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's 721, a high of 89 degrees, really? Wow, what a day. I'm Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. Jay will be back after he visits with the listeners who have been lucky enough to win a breakfast with Al Franken. Mr. Franken has just entered the building. Oh, should I not say building? I don't know how secret this location actually is. The catacombs, the headquarters of Lib Day instead of Opus Day. I don't know how to describe it, but it's a nice situation, and they've got food plates. At least. I think I might even smell some bacon or ham or something. But Jay will be back here to take your phone calls. He's right next door. It's funny because they haven't stuck us where we could actually see the food. We're distinctly kept away from the food. I can describe that much about our secret location. We're protected from the secret location with the actual food by quite an ornate bookshelf. I'm curious if there's actually pages in those books, but I don't know what book I have to actually open up to actually get into the secret room. But listen, they'll be back. But while we wait for Jay to get back, I'm certainly willing to take your phone call. Happy to take your phone call. You know, it's not often that I get to actually sit in for Jay, but it's always really fun, and I enjoy hearing what you're thinking about today. 303-713-7600. Protest on the Da Vinci Code. I am curious if you're going to go see the Da Vinci Code. To me, I'm not a huge Ron Howard fan. I'm not a big fan of his movies for the most part. He tends to like to do his movies and put a nice little bow on everything and just wrap everything up nice and kindly. But But I'm going to go see the movie at this point because I just the people that are protesting just are ticking me off, I guess. And I understand it's mostly from a religious and Catholic background, but there's other people that just like to chime in and get in on it. I protect their right to protest. You want to protest anything, that's fine. It just sort of bugs me, that's all, that somebody would tell me not to do something in terms of making my own mind up about going to see a movie. I mean, that just is... that reeks of an attitude that I don't want anything part of. So I'll go see it. I'm actually, you know, I'm sort of late on the uptake. I'm just about halfway through the stupid book. I know everybody and their brothers read the book, and about halfway through, the people that are killing me right now, the funniest protesters. I mean, there's some very serious protesters, and I'm looking through, like, Indian nuns. I mean, that's kind of like a heavy stuff, looking at Indian nuns protesting, and, you know, Greek Orthodox guys with the big, in their protest. That's kind of serious, but... And this is no offense to anybody out there. And I want to just tell you before I say this, I myself have white eyebrows and very light hair and probably a half, and I can't tan whatsoever. But the albino protest is happening right now with the Da Vinci Code. Are you aware of the albino protest? Michael McGowan, an albino, who heads his albino group, says the Da Vinci Code will be the sixth... I'm sorry to laugh. The 68th movie since 1960 to feature an evil albino. The Da Vinci character is just the latest in a long string. The problem is there's been no balance, no realistic, sympathetic, or heroic characters with albinism you can find in movies or popular culture. Okay. So, for the albino's sake, they're protesting it. The phone number is 303-713-7600. Are you going to check it out? What do you think of the protest against it? Bush on the border with the big fence. Are you buying it? And the politics of American Idol. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's go to Greg in Westminster. 303-713-7600 is the number. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, about the Da Vinci Code,
yeah.
Actually, I have a couple things, and the issue with the Da Vinci Code and what most people are concerned with is that because of the Da Vinci Code, even though that it's fiction based on fact, their concern is that it renders the Bible as being untrue.
Right.
That we were misled through history and that the church spent time misleading us, and I think the protests and what people are doing, it's shaking their belief or their faith in something that they thought that they believed in, and they don't want anybody else to have that opportunity to maybe question the Bible and what it says.
Right.
I think that's the biggest issue. I've talked to Jay before. I spent a lot of years in a hardcore evangelical church, actually New Life down in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And spent a lot of time questioning what was going on.
When you would question Ted Haggard or you would say things about what was going on, what was the response back to you?
Well, I mean, it depends specifically on what it was. There was kind of this strange dichotomy. Ted had this thing where if it was something that you really didn't understand, you had to believe the Bible unquestionably and, you know, the word of the Bible, you know, and I think probably the most important thing that he ever said was, you know, if you really want to know, go study the Bible. So I spent a whole bunch of time on the Templars and all of this time and how that shapes who the church is today. And that's actually a good segue to my next thing, would be talking about the whole idea of marriage. And I think people are getting mixed up on the word of marriage, where if you look historically, marriage was the idea that if you produce children and you had an estate, such as the hierarchy, the only ones that could marry, they were the only ones that had estates or ownership of any type of property, and if you married, you shared that between the two estates.
Mm-hmm.
So the church said there will be marriage in order to share this. When you talked about, you know, the dukes and duchesses and so on and so forth, that's where this whole idea of marriage, and that's why the church pushed it, because it meant more money for them. The peasants they could not marry. The people in the lower...
Well, what's your point here, Greg? Where are you going with this?
That they're mixing all that together. It's not... Marriage is not what they think just in the marriage and in the church sense. And because of the public domain, it's no matter who you are, whether you're a gay couple or whatever, you're sharing property. It's
well, you know what's interesting? Reading the book, and like I, unabashedly bragged, I'm halfway through, is that Dan Brown definitely makes a point in the book about how the Christian religion has taken things and changed them over time to suit their needs. And that they've sort of just taken things and made them the way they want because they weren't in favor. If you're going, I assume are you supporting gay marriage then, Greg? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I think that, you know, if the church says I don't think that there should be gay marriage, they don't have to. But as far as, you know, in the public court, it's the sharing of property. That's what I'm saying, is that it's all related. It's the sharing of property. Yes, I support gay marriage. It doesn't matter who you are. You know what? If you want to share your property, you know, the whole thing is like it feeds down the slippery slope. And, you know, the whole idea is, oh, people are going to be marrying a dog or a horse. It's like, are you sharing property with that horse? What does that have to share?
Greg, I hear. Are you going to go? Are you going to go check out the Da Vinci Code here this weekend?
You know, I read it, and I read all the other books that are around it, and I understand it completely. And I agree with you about Ron Howard. You know, I think it would be a complete disappointment after reading the book.
Yeah. Aren't you curious, though, a little bit?
They'll put Hollywood spin on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's leave enough to the imagination for people to go out and explore more of the whole time period and why those things happened.
I don't know if I would even go see the movie if there weren't protests about it. It just makes me want to go see it. Other than that, I know it's just going to be the same, you know, Ron Howard type of thing. But, hey,
you
by
know,
the way... Opus Dei and Opie, kind of close.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my.
I just want to say to these people, you know what,
yeah.
People, this is a fiction.
Well, they're shaking their beliefs. Hey, Greg, thanks for the call. It's definitely shaking their belief system because it questions something. Something I don't know if it's really so bad, except for that I suppose it's the premise of the entire religion. Well, that'll get you going. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Jay is having breakfast right now with Al Franken and a bunch of very lucky listeners. And we're just holding down the fort. They're taking the lefty from the bullpen in here for a little bit. And we'll be with you until they're done, I suppose. And then Jay will be back here. So let's get the phones going. 303-713-7600. Right now at 7:30, it's time for a check of progressive traffic. And for that, we go to Amelia Earhart. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning. Well, we're still off to a pretty good start this morning. Traffic is a lot lighter than usual, pretty typical for a Friday morning. We do have one crash now cleared from the highway. It lies along southbound I-225 on the ramp to DTC. Some activity on the right-hand shoulder, but fortunately, most of our jamming has subsided. Across southbound I-25, that north end slowing really stretching out between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue, so not as bad as it usually is. You will find heavy traffic, though, once again between I-70 and Spear, as well as on that approach to 6th Avenue. Now, across the eastbound lanes of the Turnpike, watch for jamming between Federal and I-25. And eastbound 6th Avenue is jamming up between Federal and 25 as well. In today's forecast, we'll see partly cloudy skies, mostly around those afternoon hours, and we will see...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
even the entire stock of famous Joseph A. Banks summer poplin suits, only $179. Now, the savings are throughout the store. Select spring sport coats, only $199. And thousands of famous Joseph A. Banks dress shirts, two for $59. Plus, take $10 off all traveler sport shirts and traveler pants. The famous Joseph A. Banks suit sale. Huge savings on signature, executive, trio, even poplin suits, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. New this week at the video station in Boulder, The Producers, starring Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane, and The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, it's Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're in our undisclosed location, and Mr. Franken got here, about 7:10 or so, and there's a bunch of lucky listeners that are in. Enjoying the breakfast in a roped-off, secluded area that anybody could basically walk into if they found us. But the trick, I suppose, is finding us. I noticed that the broadcast vehicles, because that's sort of the tip-off for radio stations, is just these big, huge, obnoxious radio vehicles with their things flying way high, usually are. But I noticed they were kind of hidden. They were camouflaged, and they were just a... very subtle, so you can't find us, even if you wanted to. However, if you did find us, you could walk right in. It's not that hard. 303-713-7600 is our phone number. It is open phones, as it is every Friday, and Jay will be back in just a little bit to get whatever's on your minds. Are you going to go see The Da Vinci Code? You got any issues with that? Maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe you're offended by it. I don't know. I think it's a great excuse, another excuse for these right-wing religious nutbags to sort of make... it's when Pat Robertson's telling you that a tsunami's about to hit, hey, look out. Bush on the border with the big fence. He wasn't big on the fence before, but, you gotta sort of show the Republicans that you can be tough, so he gets on his... Mr. Franken? There you go. Look at that. That moment of greatness right there. Here we go. So Bush was in a buggy. They got him in a sand buggy or a border buggy, I suppose, and they were tooling him around. And, it's kind of funny to look. He kind of looks down to the right at the fence. Good fence. Looks down to the left. I don't see any holes. That looks good to me. Of course, they're still ticked at him because he wants to, treat people that have gotten into this country like human beings to a certain degree by allowing them some sort of potential to actually become citizens. The immigration thing sometimes is a confusing issue because there's so many different sides of it. I got to admit, there were certain aspects of his speech on Monday that, fine. I mean, it would have been nice to sort of get on this, when you really could get on it, but some people just aren't buying it whatsoever. Where are you on it? 303-713-7600. All right, I promised you this American Idol story, and John Turk back at the studio, not to be trusted at our undisclosed location. Mr. Turk, how are you this morning?
Great, Darren. How you doing?
Are you a fan of the American Idol?
I watched it. I don't know if I'd consider myself a fan, but I have kind of gotten sucked into it this year. I haven't watched it the last 3 or 4 years. I remember... maybe watching it the first two seasons. But, yeah, I've been sucked into it this year, but not a fan.
Have you ever considered there may be political ramifications to American Idol?
No, I've never heard of that.
I got to admit, I haven't either. And I sit down there with my little family and get sucked into it. Of course, the incredible cynic in me just figures out the whole thing is fixed anyways because they never show you exactly where the votes come from. I figure they just make all that crap up. But
I think Simon decides who goes home each week.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. And I think they just keep, Paul Abdul on a low dose of prescription drugs the entire time just to make sure she can get there while not actually thinking. And Randy Jackson, I'm pretty sure he has to show his identification badge every time he comes in the studio. And the I used to be in Journey card is probably gone as far as it can go. But now I'm reading about the politics of American Idol in like the Wall Street Journal, John. And we're seeing that there's these polling firms and these big Washington. It's just become such a cultural phenomenon. Well, who knew that it would break down in terms of politics? But here we go. Are you ready for this? It's not clear-cut red state, blue state, but more that Taylor Hicks, you know who I'm talking about, right? Taylor, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, just want to make sure you're on board here. The guy with the gray hair, well, apparently he's a Clintonian American Idol candidate. But he can also identify with the conservative crowd because ultimately he is from the South, and that Catherine McPhee is awash in just absolute liberal Californianism that's going to count against her, and that if she doesn't have enough men voting for her, she's a dead duck. So it's not that anybody stands out and firmly in the red states, but Taylor's more acceptable in the red states than Catherine, and they break that down that is indeed going to decide who is going to win American Idol.
Interesting theory. I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, Taylor kind of seems like a liberal type of guy to me.
Yeah, but see, it's the Clinton aspect of, and perhaps liberal in his song selection, but still conservative enough to make everybody happy. And coming up with great catchphrases like Soul Patrol apparently is enough to convince Dixiecrats, if I can even use that term, to vote for Taylor. Now, of course, some people vote over and over and over again. How many times do you vote, Mr. Turk, for American Idol?
I have never, ever voted for American Idol.
I heard somebody the other day say they voted 464 times within 2 hours. And that was a bit disturbing. Yes. This is a grown-up human being. So there you go, John. I'm sorry that you folks out there will never get that 2 minutes of your life back. But
I mean, see, when you went into the story, I would have probably guessed that Catherine McPhee would represent the conservative crowd of American Idol, and Taylor would be the Democratic crowd. But
listen. I'm not saying you're wrong there, John. I'm just breaking it down like they break it down in the Wall Street Journal. You know, it's not mine.
So
but
the Wall Street Journal wants Catherine McPhee to win is what they're trying to say. Probably.
They're just saying that there's a massive Southern bias that all four previous champs hail from Dixie and that California, again, is absolutely out of touch with the rest of America.
So who do you want to win?
Well, I want Taylor to win because
yeah,
the only guy that could sing Godsmack already got voted out. So,
and there was some kind of conspiracy theory around that whole thing.
Yes.
Too.
Absolutely. I mean, that was absolutely ridiculous. I think all the dentists of the world voted for Elliot, and perhaps that got him through to the next round. I have no idea. because they wanted one of their own to actually stand up. But, yeah, well, that was that's what that was. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Lakewood. Good morning, Mike. You're on AM 760. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm keeping it light here. We're having fun here as we wait for Jay to get back. He's having breakfast with Al Franken and some winners. So I'm glad to talk to you. Mike, what's happening?
Well, first and foremost, we just want to let you guys know how big of fans we are and that there's actually a liberal station that is on target with some of the issues out there.
We're happy to provide that for you. Believe me, it's a pleasure. But you wouldn't believe, as a talk show host, how happy I am that there's an outlet like that, because it's few and far between, my man, let me tell you.
Yeah, for sure. And we've been liberal Democrats all of our life. I heard you guys talking a little bit about illegal immigration.
Yes.
And we've been following this for the last few weeks. I'm 52 years old. I'm a white native Coloradan.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it boils down to is we're all illegal immigrants from somewhere at one point, and everybody has to pay their taxes and pay their hospital bills, because if they don't, it falls back on the legal people.
All right.
That's the only issue. It has nothing to do with racial hatred or anything like that. It's simply no free lunch. Everybody needs to be on the books, and everybody needs to pay their hospital bills. That's what's killing us. One Centura hospital out in North Glen had a $1.3 million deficit due to illegal immigrants being sick, their birth, whatever. But that's what's hurting the American economy right now, is us picking up all their bills.
Well, Mike, what's your take on the speech for Monday night?
Well, you know, I am so fed up with the Bush administration, I just did not even watch it.
Well, you got to pay attention to it, Mike, because it's very important, because this is one issue that is almost disintegrating the Republican Party. You realize that, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they can't make heads or tails what to do with it, and neither can Mr. Bush. And, you know, he's doing certain things to try to get in good graces. I suppose staring at a fence in Yuma is one way to do it. At least that's the most recent way to do it. But a little too little, a little too late. I'm not saying that you're necessarily a fence fan. Are you a fence fan, Mike?
You know, I would have to say no. I am absolutely for open borders, both directions. We let them in, they let us in. We could go down there. I'm in the construction industry. We could absolutely turn their economy around by growing biodiesels, a lot of new construction. Let them help us, and on the other hand, let us help them.
Mike, you're in the construction industry. Those are the folks that I've been talking to that are some of the most affected by illegal immigration. Well, what's been the impact on you?
Well, we're plumbing and heating guys, and there's just not a lot of competition. It takes 5 years and a lot of education to get where my guys go, so if you're illegal, you can't even register to take a state test, and we all have to test more than once, so it hasn't affected us.
All right, well, good to know. Good to know, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for the call. The phone number is 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Why did the Supreme Court in Wisconsin say it was okay to force a suspect to take a laxative? We'll have that moving story for you next. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All of our highway crashes are now cleared from the roadways. That's the good news. The bad news is we do have heavy traffic now across the city. Eastbound C-470 is jamming up between Broadway and University, and the southbound lanes of I-25 are jammed up on the north end between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike, yet again between I-70 and Spear, and you will also find jamming heading southbound right between Colfax and Alameda. Your commute across I-225 southbound is now jamming between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25, and eastbound 6th Avenue coming across Lakewood is now heavy between Federal and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we will see a high of 90 degrees and partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 68 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Al Franken.
30. Are we entering an era where any sex whose goal is not procreation is just dirty? Abstinence-only sex ed doesn't work. There is a movement, an anti-contraception movement, the contra-contraception movement, afoot.
It's deeply offensive to the Christian right.
Mm-hmm. As is sex.
As is sex.
Because it's dirty.
Al Franken, keeping it clean on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This helps our ratings. I say dirty.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I've been talking about Rocky's Autos since 1997. And that was the first time that Mary and I ever bought a car at Rocky's Autos, and we've been buying cars ever since. As a matter of fact, we've been sending all of our friends to Rocky's Autos. Why? Because at Rocky's Autos, you, the customer, count, and they go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. Great folks working out there, like Tom and Marv Alshear, and Spanky, and Colby, and Gerard Menard, and over 100 people out there dedicated to making sure that you, the customer, are number one. I don't know about you, but that's the way I want to be treated. And if you want to be treated that way, that's why you want to go to Rocky's. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on close to 25 years of doing business along the Front Range. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and you can even see a couple of television commercials with myself included. Rocky's Autos, their matching down incentive is going on now. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunt.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Top three reasons I'm tackling my summer to-do list before summer. Number three, I've had my eye on new carpet. Now I want my feet on it. Number two, a new dishwasher is also a working dishwasher. And number one, I don't have to pay anything. Well, you know, yet.
Get ready for summer with the Home Depot Special Deferred Financing store-wide. All it takes is your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 529 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Every day, more people discover the beauty of Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, a library of televised entertainment you watch whenever you want. After years of being controlled by network time slots, people are becoming empowered. Maybe too empowered.
Welcome to Happy Burger. May I take your order?
I demand a cheeseburger.
Excuse me?
And I further demand a soft drink and fries.
Let me guess. You have Comcast.
Now, feel the power of Comcast Digital Cable with HBO and On Demand for just $49.99 per month for 3 months, including the latest episodes of The Sopranos and Big Love, kid shows, music videos, and more. All whenever you want and all for just $49.99 per month for 3 months. Add HDTV on up to 15 channels, including local stations, for only $5 more per month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires May 21st. Not available in all areas. HDTV is an additional $5 per month. Some restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
On a golden gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child was born in the ghetto.
All right, Kenny, you ready?
In the ghetto.
Cartman did the best version.
And his mama cried.
I know you're playing this for Taylor Hicks, John, and I appreciate that. So.
There's one thing that she...
By the way, what happened to Priscilla Presley's face? That was one of the more disturbing things I've ever seen on American Idol. It's Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. I've got this pretty amazing laxative story, but we'll go to Chris in Boulder first and get you that story next. Hey, I don't want you to follow a great laxative story, Chris, so I just want to get to you. So.
Okay.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. I want to honor the Patriot Guard riders. My nephew was killed in Iraq May 6th.
I'm so sorry.
He was not even a year out of high school.
Oh, that's terrible.
He joined. He believed it all, you know, and in his heart, he went to fight for our freedom. So I think in honor of all of our troops that are dying, we need to fight for our freedom, too.
Absolutely.
We need to get off our asses and really fight for them. And I want to shout out to the Patriot Guard riders. They were there in force. The Westboro Church was there in force. They put out filthy flyers about my nephew dying in shame and that he came home in a body bag because America loves fags.
That's terrible.
And a lot of free speech. And, and they've got to have their say, no matter how filthy and vile it is. But I want to honor the Patriot Guard riders, and my God, those people do a wonderful job, and they shielded my family. They were wonderful. I absolutely love them and thank them from my heart.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't know what Chris is talking about, these are the, it's like a motorcycle group, right? And
right, there's 30,000 across the country.
Right, and there's these just absolute, God, they are just the scourge of the earth, and they're just, there's not many of them. But they go around to military funerals, and they scream the most god-awful things. And, you know, you want to have everybody have right to free speech and this, that, that
That's
type
right.
of thing. But there's a certain amount of common sense that needs to kick in, and that's more or less being done. I know there's, I forget where the bill is here in Colorado. I think it went through, I believe. I know it was brought up by a representative down in Colorado Springs and or to get through, I'd have to check on that. And Chris, you might know better than I about that, but more or less, it was giving the power to push these people away from military funerals, which is absolutely what should happen. And I'm sorry that had to happen in your case, but I'm happy that you were at least protected a little bit by that.
Well, you know, even in medieval times, people quit fighting and let people honor the dead.
Yeah.
Even in the most ruthless times, that wasn't that just an unsaid, you know, an unspoken rule? You get to bury your dead. And these people are pretty filthy. But, you know, it was wonderful, and I'm thankful from my heart for these people. And I honor my nephew for what he believed in. I don't agree with the war.
Yep.
I hated that he went.
Yep.
It just broke my heart for him to go, and I worried and worried and worried, and then this did happen. But I have to honor him and his commitments. And who says liberals don't support the troops? I love the troops. I just want them to come home. And I want Mr. Bush, I can't say president because he's not elected, but Mr. Bush, I don't want to see him impeached because he could be pardoned. I want to see him sit in that office and wait for November 21st, 2008, when he's arrested for treason. That's what I pray for. And on that note, I wish everybody a good day and honor these people, the Patriot Riders, any way you can help them out, any way you can, you know, support them. Please do, because they do a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much, Chris. And,
All right.
And bless you. I'll talk to you another time. Feel free to call in to Jay's show anytime you want. It's Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Open phones. Anything is up for discussion today, whatever you'd like to talk about. President Bush down there checking out the borders. The situation with the Da Vinci Code. If you want to throw in your two cents about Jimmy Hoffa, I love that story, the digging around for Jimmy Hoffa. I think that is absolutely fantastic. It's just great. And the video is terrific, too, as they were doing, like, helicopter surveillance over whatever they were, and they're digging away. And, God, who knew people were really, seriously, still looking for Jimmy Hoffa? Tremendous. Madison, Wisconsin, police officers who forced a drug suspect to drink a laxative in hopes of recovering a swallowed bag of heroin were within their rights, the state Supreme Court said. Reversing an appeals court decision, the High Court said police had clear expectation that the laxative would help reveal evidence of a crime. The laxative also may have reduced any danger to the suspect if the bag had ruptured his body, the decision said. The suspect's attorney called the decision a defeat for civil rights and said he was considering a federal appeal. Wouldn't that be something if all of a sudden in front of the highest court in the land we're talking about swallowing laxatives to get out a bag of heroin? Fun story. After the suspect was arrested, medical workers decided he should take a laxative, and the officer gave him six doses. The next day, officers retrieved the plastic bag, and you know whoever that officer was the lowest on the totem pole. There's no doubt about that. He was convicted of heroin possession. So there you go. In a dissent, the Chief Justice, somebody actually said this wasn't a good thing. Shirley Abrahams noted that 6 hours passed between the arrest and administration of the laxative and questioned why officers, not joking, didn't get a search warrant. Think about that throughout the break here, and we'll take one for the news and traffic and all that good stuff. Jay Marvin may be back. He may not. He's having breakfast with Al Franken right now, and all of our lucky listeners at our soon-to-be-disclosed location. I'm Darren McKee. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-1202 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-600-1202. 1-800-600-1202.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. English as a first language. The Senate has voted to make it happen as part of the immigration bill.
There were actually two measures. One to make English the national language, a softer version making it the common and unifying language. Either way, Nevada Democrat Harry Reid says it's racist.
I think it's directed basically to speak people who speak Spanish.
But Oklahoma Republican and bill sponsor James Inhofe disagrees.
I think it's an insult to Hispanics to say that we are not going to have English is the national language because you're not capable of operating and succeeding in a country like this.
The measure could be part of the bill that goes to the House, then the President. Peter King, CBS News.
Milford Township, Michigan, the big dig at the Hidden Dreams horse farm continues. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi is watching the search for what may be Jimmy Hoffa's burial ground.
FBI officials are not expecting any quick answers to this enduring mystery. They say they expect they could be out here digging for a good 2 weeks.
Agents converged on the farm after getting a tip from a federal prison inmate. Can't stand going through the airport in your socks? Well, USA Today says the government is testing a machine that would check your shoes for explosives while they're still on your feet. Privacy advocate David Sobel gives the concept a big thumbs up.
If this is a technology that can provide convenience and limit the intrusiveness of searches at the airport, I think most travelers would probably welcome it.
The State Department says thousands of computers it bought from Lenovo, a company partly owned by the government of China, will not be used for classified work. Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf questioned the purchase, saying Chinese spies might be able to see sensitive information if those computers were used to process classified material. Lenovo, which is based in North Carolina, insists there is no security risk. Los Angeles police are holding two elderly women who cashed insurance policies on the lives of homeless men killed in traffic accidents 6 years apart. For now, at least, the charge is mail fraud. The women have not been charged in connection with the men's deaths. State wildlife officials say a 400-pound alligator they trapped near Lake George, Florida, may be the one that attacked and killed a Tennessee woman last Sunday. Forensic experts will compare bite marks on the woman's body to the gator's teeth to see if they match. The attorneys general of 39 states are asking the government to change federal regulations for little cigars. They say those cigars are really just brown cigarettes and should be subject to higher cigarette taxes and stricter rules against marketing cigarettes to children. If you work for New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, you could get fired at any time, but that's nothing compared to what could happen to a horse Steinbrenner owns. Trainer Nick Zito says Hemingway's key could be gelded if he doesn't run well in tomorrow's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. Gelding is done to keep a horse's mind on his racing instead of on fillies. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 12 points, NASDAQ's up 6. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
If your sinus congestion comes with pain, it's time to clear something up about sinus medicine. Some sinus medicines treat congestion, but not pain. New Tylenol Sinus is different. It gives more complete relief by combining the pure pain relief of Tylenol with powerful sinus medicine. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Sinus. Take only as directed.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Owens has put pen to paper on a bill that designates money for an emergency wildfire fund. The bill provides for more than $3 million each year to help local departments fight and prepare for fires. Owens says this year is on track to be one of the state's worst fire seasons.
If present trends continue, it's a fire season that may be among the most challenging that Colorado has ever faced.
The governor signing the bill on the 10th anniversary of the Bear Creek fire that burned almost 12,000 acres. A close call for a young climber. The 19-year-old woman was climbing with friends in Clear Creek Canyon around 5:30 last night when she slipped and fell. It took rescuers nearly 5 hours to bring her down.
A couple of her friends who were hiking with her said it wasn't a real far fall, but she could potentially have a fractured ankle, and so she's not walking around on her own.
Golden Fire, Sabrina Henderson. U.S. 6 closed most of the night until the rescue was completed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Our southbound I-25 drive just got a bit better. We had a stall blocking up the left-hand lane southbound right at the Broadway Bridge. That's now cleared from your highway drive, but you've still got a pretty heavy drive as you make your way down through T-Rex as well as the Tech Center. The north end of I-25, still heavy, but not as bad as usual. Southbounders are jamming up between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue, and once again between I-70 and Spear. Across I-225, you'll find heavy traffic in the Aurora commute between Iliff and Alameda, and then once again southbound between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25. Both directions of the turnpike are pretty heavy as well, but the worst of it lies along eastbound traffic between Federal and I-25 here, and across C-470, eastbounders are now jam-packed between Broadway and University. In today's forecast, we'll see partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon and a high of 90 degrees. Currently, we're at 68 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you could use a quick dinner idea this week, just head to the deli at your neighborhood King Soopers.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Vision Forum. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's going to take time to get the technology in place. And it's going to take time to train the Border Patrol agents. And yet the need to enforce the border is urgent. And that's why, in coordination with our governors, we're going to send 6,000 National Guard troops to be deployed on the southern border.
That is President Bush talking about Border Patrol. Are you buying it? After the speech on Monday, he was out in a border buggy, tooling around, looking left, looking right, checking up and down, making sure that fence was all in place, and down there in Yuma, and talking to you, the American public, about what he plans to do as he's seeking $1.9 billion for Congress for, among other things, the deployment of 6,000 National Guard troops to help these Border Patrol agents. What have they been doing? You get the impression that the Border Patrol agents have sort of been on a bit of cruise control a little bit, you know, sort of sitting back and, there goes a few more. Nobody's really paying attention. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, if that's what it takes, then fine. The number of troops will increase gradually to that number, 6,000 by 2008, the president said, and will be reduced as the Border Patrol is able to increase its presence, and part of that apparently is a fence that initially the president wasn't really all for, but when every single Republican hates you, I suppose that's a good time to shore up the base. And if that takes like saying, well, it's not a 700-mile fence, it's only 370 miles. I mean, do you feel better about that? The phone number is 303-713-7600. Darren McKee, the lefty from the bullpen, just for here for a little bit while Jay and Al Franken finish up their breakfast at our undisclosed location as we sit deep in the inner sanctum of the Priory of, it's a hotel. I mean, can I even say that? There's a lot of hotels here in Colorado. I mean, I don't think I'm giving anything away that much. It's a nice one. How about that? We're not at like the Motel 6. Well, there's nothing wrong with the Motel 6, but we're just not there. 303-713-7600, and I anticipate that Al will be on with Jay a little bit, and that should be fantastic, too. Let's go out to Denver, and Carol joins us on AM 760. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you
today? I'm terrific. Thanks for calling.
The last caller said something that I haven't heard anybody say yet, and I've been wondering why. She said something about Bush being tried for treason. And it isn't just Bush, and nobody has said this. He's consistently broken and gone against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
He's consistently lied. They've constantly done things like, wiretapping, and they're trying to get rid of the posse comitatus law, and they're just setting the Constitution on its ears. And this band of thugs and thieves and liars, you know, which is very much like what, you know, the Nazi group looked like, Goering, Goebbels, and Himmler, nobody's saying anything that we want our country back. This isn't the country that we had 6 years ago. And these guys have used this country for their own private aggrandizement, to stuff their pockets, to make them and the corporations fabulously rich and wealthy. And hell with the Constitution.
Well, Carol, are you... I'm not in favor of impeachment, and I'll tell you why. Because I just think that their party is so divided right now, Carol, that the time is right to strike. But if we go down the impeachment road on things, then it's just a unifying thing. And that's sort of...
I'm not for impeachment.
Okay.
I'm not for impeachment. I'm for somebody saying that what is happening to our country is that it has been kidnapped by a bunch of treasonous gang. And I don't know, I don't think that impeachment is the problem, because that just gets Bush. And he's just the puppet anyway. You know, it's Cheney, it's Rumsfeld, it's Rove, it's the tax guy, what's his name, that disgusting libertarian who is behind all the tax cuts for the rich and for the corporations. And
well, Carol, what would you like to... I mean, you're up for a huge trial after 2008, I guess, then, huh? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Well, that's not going to happen, Carol. But I sympathize and understand your emotions. But in realistic terms, I mean, do you really think something like that will happen or could happen?
No, but I think people ought to talk about it so that questions would come up. For instance, to me,
what's amazing, Carol, is didn't we have all this information in 2004? Didn't we have enough of it? And then, you know, it just it just seemed to be shored up by all the debate about abortion and gay marriage and guns and all this silly stuff. Not that it's all silly stuff, but this stuff in retrospect, you look back on and say, yeah, I can't believe we were so influenced by that and made a decision one way or the other. But well, America did. America did in 2004, and they were stuck with it.
But what has happened is they made us into a bunch of busybodies looking through each other's windows about what are we doing privately about our sex, are we getting abortions, what kind of, are we going to church, when that is really not what makes our quality of life. And so it's kind of like that book, What Happened, What's the Matter with Kansas? They consistently vote against themselves because they vote about issues like flag burning and abortion and prayer in schools, which really does not affect their lives. What affects their lives is their tax base. Are they getting good schools? You know, do they have jobs? And they don't look at that. They look at being busybodies and watching other people.
I love the fly. I heard Al Franken, who will hopefully join us here in a little bit, talk about the flag burning. That, you know, and I agree. I'm really not for it. I just don't see it. I mean, when was there a really good flag burning that actually even happened? And, Carol, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it is sometimes this myopic focus on these little issues, but sometimes these little issues just, oh, my gosh, they just get everything so stirred up. Can you believe this country wasted as much time as it did about President Clinton, who did something wrong, but really, in retrospect, I mean, are you kidding me? Can you believe what we went through because of that silly foolishness? And there's still anger, I know, that some people have, including myself, that, you know, Clinton really just got us so off track and ruined things by just being a liar about that. But, boy, we wish for those problems now, that's for sure. 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Jay will be back here in a little bit with Al Franken. Let's go out to Larry in Colorado Springs. Good morning, Larry. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, good morning, Darren. Here from Colorado Springs.
Hey, good
Colorado
to hear from
Springs.
You.
Yeah, great.
The home of Ted Haggard and James Dobson. And
it's an interesting city, I'll
it
tell
is.
You.
It is.
You know, it's got its concerns here with open debate.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about Colorado Springs of lately?
There was a
diversity board that was proposed to look by the city council, proposed by an African-American city council member, and they were going to reserve spots for minorities. However, it broke down because they wouldn't reserve spots for women, handicapped people, or gay people. So the whole thing like fell apart in their diversity board that to help them, you know, make different. That's my latest favorite story out of Colorado Springs.
Well, but, and that is true. That actually did happen. So,
yes.
You know, it's one of our many steps backwards, I think. But, you know, I wanted to talk about the idea that it takes us, what, 6 to 9 weeks to train a 18-year-old kid to go over and defend our country over in Iraq, and it's going to take Bush months and months and months to train National Guard just to defend our border against what is probably considered non-hostile people coming across the border, women, children. I don't get it. I mean, if this isn't just a staged photo op for the president again and again,
yeah,
just so that we'll forget till the next catastrophe comes up, like Katrina or something else, and then Abramoff or you name it. Libby, Scooter Libby. I mean, the list goes on and on. When are we going to say enough is enough with this president? It is unbelievable, the resiliency and the forgiveness of the American people, because it is just beyond imagining.
Well, we gotta hope, Larry, that we stay focused, at least in this midterm, about the issues that are stirring the pot now, and not get distracted when all of a sudden you're going to hear the right scream about gay marriage and of late-term abortions and all this other crap. We gotta hopefully stay focused on what's important, and just they start waving that flag and just bringing out Toby Keith and all that silliness.
You know, I hope we don't get distracted. You know, I mean, you know, we've had a Republican Congress, or, you know, and a Republican president, and there has been no movement on abortion. When are people going to understand that this president is just mouthing these things and does nothing about them? He mouthed Katrina, did nothing about it. he mouthed democracy in Iraq, but of course we know what happened there, all the lies getting us up to that. You know, I just in finishing here, Darren,
sure.
This presidency, this administration is made up of extremely intelligent people that are extremely devious and extremely don't care what other people think. They have an agenda. I think when some of us talk about it and we can't quite get our finger on it because they're not telling us exactly what it is, we can only guess, and that's where the debate happens. But as we can see, what we're going through is we're going through globalization of our businesses, and it seems like it's in disregard for the American people. And it's all about globalization. It's about world prominence in corporations. And, you know, it's not helping America.
Larry, I appreciate the call. By the way, I did the bar trail the other day up to bar camp.
Oh, you're a tough one.
I didn't go to the top, but I got to the camp. And that's,
all right, well, listen, you won't get your wings until you do it on New Year's Eve.
Larry, I appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin just for a little bit longer, and Jay should be back here and hopefully with Al Franken at our very secret Opus Dei location. Darren McKee.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet.
In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protect your engine and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 8:22, a gorgeous Friday morning. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. For probably just a few more minutes, I just walked past the breakfast with Al Franken, and it looks like everybody's kind of wrapping things up a little bit. So you're probably only moments away from having Jay back here, and Al, too, I hope for a little bit. That's pretty cool that Mr. Franken is here in town, and he'll be broadcasting, I believe, from our studios a little bit later on. That's always pretty cool. The phone number is 303-713-7600. We go to Waldron, Arkansas, where the 72-year-old mayor of this Arkansas town was arrested this week. That's never good when the mayor's arrested. The charges he sought, sex from two women in exchange for preventing their water from being turned off. One of the women told investigators she had been having sex with the mayor for 8 to 10 years in order to keep her water on. She said Anderson had paid her $25 per encounter and $60 for a late water deposit. Tongue firmly in cheek. He also allowed her to change the name of her overdue water bill to keep the service running. In February, the woman wore a recording device when Anderson picked her up, and that's where they caught him. The mayor was charged with abusing the public trust and patronizing a prostitute. Well, I'm sure she wasn't happy about that. This is 100 miles west of Little Rock. I don't think Mr. Clinton had anything to do with that at all. That's ridiculous to even propose. Bell South to USA Today. The NSA story is bogus. The company has already denied it. Now, Bell South is demanding that the newspaper that accused it of providing private phone records to the NSA retract its article. The telecommunications giant sent a letter to USA Today on Thursday asking it to retract last week's story, so they don't want anything to do with this. AT&T, the third company named in the article, has not denied the story outright, but said it would not provide such information without legal authorization. Yeah, you don't really want to be that person, that company that is on the tail end of this. Who knows? Meanwhile, we're finding out today that President Bush's nominee to head the CIA, Michael Hayden, told the Senate Intelligence Committee the NSA eavesdrops without a warrant, only on phone calls or emails on terrorism suspects. He said officials used probable cause. See, the problem here is that you have to believe people. You have to trust people. You have to think what they're saying is the truth. And it's harder and harder to do that. He goes on to say the privacy of American citizens is a concern constantly. Well, that's good. You got everybody's phone number then. He said Hayden, who is he designed the surveillance program. We always balance privacy and security. I don't know. Do you trust this guy? Are you buying what the president's selling with the border as he's out there and he's looking at the fences and he's in the... I love the border buggy. I got to get one of them things. Just a ride up and down. That thing is cool. You know, going around and you got a little border buggy on the side and you can get your high-tech surveillance. And you know, the president's just... He's telling you that he's doing the right thing. He's trying to get you into it. Are you going for it? According to a CNN poll released yesterday, public support for his handling of immigration has improved. You know, this is a funny figure. 36% of respondents approve. Well, I mean, that's all in 36. You know, that's a big high number for the Bush administration. That's like a massive. That's a high watermark. Yeah, anything in the upper 30s is like just it's gold mine. That's up from 25%. I mean, everything is relative in a poll taken in January. So, is it working? You tell me. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's open phones here on a beautiful Friday as we're at our undisclosed location with Jay coming here in just a little bit. I'm Darren McKee on AM 760 Progressive Talk. They're also looking for Jimmy Hoffa still and the protest lines. And I haven't, you know what, I've seen a lot of protest about the Da Vinci Code sort of around the world. I haven't really caught on to too much of it here in the United States, and I haven't really seen that much of it, to be honest with you, in the Denver area. I don't know if you've been. Hey, Jay, how was breakfast? Everything good? Everything was yummy? Okay. Good, good, good. Jay has come back. John, can we take can we go to Amelia a little bit early here? Is that okay? He's not ready yet? Well, okay. Well, what's that? Keep going. Phone number is 303-713-76. This feels very odd, by the way. You know, it feels it's your show, and now you're sitting here. It feels like I should just. I know. I'm not even sure where to go here, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I don't know if I have more stories about laxatives that I can drop on you, or mayors tapping customers for sex, but I am going to go see The Da Vinci Code, even though it is a Ron Howard film. I'm not a huge Ron Howard fan. Everything is so sunshiny. I like things a little bit darker, but The Da Vinci Code is out there. I'm halfway through the book, so I don't know if I can polish off the book by like 1 o'clock today in the afternoon. Maybe. You think so? Maybe there's some chapters I don't really, there's codes I don't really need to break. I sort of get what the point is of it so far. The phone number is 303-713-7600. Al Franken is here now. Jay is here. I really need to leave now. This is really when I need to get out of here. Amelia's ready. Let's do a little traffic. Al Franken will be back with Jay Marvin in just mere moments. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, taking a look at our highway drive southbound, I-25 still heavy and slow up on the north end, but the good news is that stall at the Broadway Bridge has been cleared from our highway drive. Though across northbound 25, we now have a two-car crash on the right-hand shoulder just before 6th Avenue. All lanes of the highway are open, but you will find curiosity slowdowns due to this wreck. Now across eastbound Highway 36, watch for heavy traffic between Federal and I-25. Both directions of the turnpike, actually heavy and slow westbounders, are finding slowdowns running between McCaslin and the Table Mesa exit. Across I-225, southbounders are now thick between Colfax and Alameda, as well as between Yosemite and I-25, and on our side streets. We now have a crash along northbound Broadway right at C-470. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 90 degrees with partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon. We're already at 74 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you could use a quick dinner idea this week, just head to the deli at your neighborhood King Soopers. You'll find juicy rotisserie chicken, a great selection of fresh salads, and all your favorite side dishes. King Soopers, right store, right price.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I've been talking about Rocky's Autos since 1997, and that was the first time that Mary and I ever bought a car at Rocky's Autos, and we've been buying cars ever since. As a matter of fact, we've been sending all of our friends to Rocky's Autos. Why? Because at Rocky's Autos, you, the customer, count, and they go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. The great folks working out there, like Tom and Marv Alshear, and Spanky, and Colby, and Gerard Menard, and over 100 people out there dedicated to making sure that you, the customer, are number one. I don't know about you, but that's the way I want to be treated. And if you want to be treated that way, that's why you want to go to Rocky's. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982. So they're going on close to 25 years of doing business along the Front Range. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. And you can even see a couple of television commercials with myself included. Rocky's Autos, their matching down incentive is going on now. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, The Producer, starring Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane, and The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
sick?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 832, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Somebody stole my weather here, but I think it's going to be like, what, 90-something today? With a chance of thunder showers? 89, according to Amelia Earhart. Anyway, my very special guest here, we're broadcasting from the Al Franken J. Marvin Breakfast. It's actually the Al Franken Breakfast. My very special guest is Al Franken. Hi, Al.
Well, we shared the breakfast. Hey, so you got a dead bumper.
Yeah, I got a dead
Fire
bumper.
Fire on the Mountain.
You bet.
Oh, stole my idea.
That's right. Got it from listening to you every day.
Yeah.
Took your idea.
Yeah, I discovered the Grateful Dead. Yeah, I did it when I came on air 2 years ago.
You brought them to my attention.
No, they're... You know, it's funny, when I told Catherine Lanford, when we were just starting the show a little over 2 years ago, I said, I wanted to have the Grateful Dead bumpers. And she looks at me like, are you crazy? This will really peg us as 60s liberals. And I went, I like it.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you know, because I remember, starting to listen to right-wing, or just talk radio,
right,
basically, but which meant right-wing talk radio before we were on. And, I'd listen to Michael Medved, and he'd play some Smashing Pumpkins coming in.
Right.
And I'd go, like, he never listens to Smashing Pumpkins. It has no relationship to him at all. And I was friends with the dead, and still am with the dead that are alive. And so it means something to me. And also, it's beautiful. Jerry's just, you know, basically they're Jerry solos, but they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
So that's why I did that.
I like old-time country music, so occasionally every
once
in a while.
I do, too. Last night, I was at Mark Luther,
yeah,
my ditto.
Yeah, talk a little bit about last night for people who didn't get a chance to go. Talk a little bit about what went on last night.
Well, you know, we have on our show, and we've had him from the very beginning, our resident ditto head. He's Mark Luther, who's in the here from the Denver area, and he listens to Rush, and he believes Rush, and he is a Rush follower. He's a ditto head. And Mark and I have been friends now, I guess, 38 years or something. Met in high school. And have kept very, very close, even though our politics are... So I thought it would be fun as a way to have my listeners listen to Rush Limbaugh, but just sample him every once in a while, to do the segment with Mark where I play Rush lying.
Right.
Or being inaccurate or BSing.
Or twisting the facts.
Yeah, any one of those. And have Mark have to respond to it. And it's been going on for 2 years now, and week after week after week, he has to go, okay, well, there, I guess... I guess Rush doesn't know what he's talking about,
yeah.
But... And then they go, but what? Now let's... And then he tries to change the subject always. And my point has been that if you have an argument, a good argument, you shouldn't have to make stuff up.
Right.
To make the argument. And sometimes, and I will say that Mark is listening to Rush a little bit more critically. We go through sort of cycles on the show where Mark decides to revert and get his back up, and then I get mad at him. But there are things, and you know what I did? I made him the last night. So last night I came in because his two kids, Cosima and Christopher Luther, have graduated from their respective music schools, and they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful fiddle players and violinists. And so there was bluegrass, and that's what remind me that, yeah, because I love old country too, and Celtic music, and some jazz ensemble. Andy Stein came in, who's an unbelievable fiddler who I know from doing Prairie Home Companion. And it was a lovely night, and I did some stand-up. I mean, I was a pacer. But I did it to, you know, to attract, I guess to attract some people there. We had about 400 people there. And it was lovely. It was really, and it was very moving to me because I've known Mark and his kids. I mean, I've known his kids since they were born.
Wow.
And it was a very much a you know, one of those markers in life. They graduated. This was their, you know, recital essentially for that. And I could come in, and there was no reason for me to come in to Denver. I mean, usually when we come in to Denver, we do a live show in Boulder or something.
Sure.
But I'll be doing the show today from the studio, and you know, we try to have Denver guests and stuff like that. But we just are doing our normal show, but just out of the Denver studio today. But we have Robert Reich today, and you know, Joe Connison. There are some regulars. But I really, you know, I got kind of emotional last night. Mark didn't.
why didn't he?
Oh, you know, he's a ditto head. They don't get emotional.
That's right. They don't get soft and squishy.
No.
As Limbaugh always tries to claim, right?
Yeah. I'm not
soft and squishy.
That's right.
Don't expect me to become a soft and squishy liberal because I have a drug problem and I'm in rehab. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, you know, good for him, I guess. I don't know.
Really?
Well, the thing with rehab and the thing with recovery, you know, I've written a couple movies. I co-wrote When a Man Loves a Woman with Andy Garcia and Meg Ryan, and that's a drama about codependency.
Yeah,
really.
It is.
And then I wrote Stuart Saves His Family, which both, by the way, both of these films are used in rehabs to teach, mainly for family, like when the family comes in and sees it. And my wet dream is that when Rush was in rehab, he was forced to watch Stuart Saves His Family. And with his wife, his ex-wife.
His right? ex-wife, Marta.
Yeah, his ex-wife, but at the time she was married to him. And so one thing I know about recovery is that you're supposed to work a program of rigorous honesty.
Right.
And he just continues to lie. He just does. And so I'm very concerned for him.
He's not in total recovery?
Yeah.
And he could be backsliding?
Yeah.
Well, you know, under the agreement, if he backslides...
Well, there's backsliding and there's backsliding. There's backsliding in terms of attitudes and stuff, and then there's backsliding in terms of using.
True.
And obviously, the latter is worse, and let's hope he...
let's hope he can get his act together.
Yeah, pray for the man. You
be
know,
charitable.
There, but for the grace of God...
Go I.
Goes my hearing.
That's right.
Hey, we can laugh. We can laugh at it and still pray for him.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with laughing at it.
No.
And having some humor at his expense. Why?
No.
He has plenty of humor at our expense.
Yeah.
He
tries to. You know, it's... he's a bad guy. He's not as bad as... Kennedy and O'Reilly. One of the things that I really, you know, because I wrote Rush Limbaugh's Big Fat Idiot
right.
years ago, and about a month before the book came out, my editor sent him a letter saying, "Dear Rush, Al thinks it would help with the book. Dear Rush, Al thinks it would help sales if you mention the book on your show." And it was just a snarky thing to write. I asked her to send that note. And he didn't. And, you know, and I got to grudgingly give him credit because his reaction compared to, like, O'Reilly's reaction.
Who went ballistic
and still does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, like, a thing. We've counted the number of times he's gone on his show and on just on the TV factor and talked about Air America Radio.
Yeah, he's always talking about RIP. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always that we're going off the air, and and that we're failing and going off the air. And this has been happening since we had 4 stations, since we had 6 stations, since we had 8 stations. He's been on 38 times. We have 80 stations now. He's been on 38 times saying, "No one wants to listen to hate."
That's right.
And you know.
He and Oberman have the best thing going, though.
That's great.
Isn't that great? He's like the worst person. He calls him the big head as the worst person of the day. It's
yeah,
like the best.
Worst person in the world.
Worst person in the world. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oberman is terrific. And we've had Keith on. There was one occasion where it was the Super Bowl, and a couple years ago. And in the program at the Super Bowl, did I go to the Super Bowl? How did I get the program?
I don't know.
I think I went to the Super Bowl. How did I not remember going to the Super Bowl? I've gone to two, I think. So I go to the Super Bowl, and the program in the back, there is, the back page, is him writing about a great lesson. This is O'Reilly. A great lesson that he learned from an experience. And the lesson he wrote about was that while he was in college, he kicked the ball straight up in the air. He was the punter. And for negative yardage. And he said, I never lived that down, even though I was a National Division NCAA, I won the title in punting. So I looked at this, and I immediately emailed my staff, look into this. See if it's true. But Oberman, boom, was on like that. It was on like that. And it turned out that the college that he went to didn't have a varsity team. They had a club team, and he was a punter for the club team. But you can't win an NCAA division title from a club. They had no coach.
He was the coach.
Isn't that funny?
It is. It's bizarre that he would make that statement. So, you know what gets me about guys like him? It's bizarre that they make these statements and think that somebody's not going to call them on it.
And then, but what's bizarre to me is that they just survive.
Yeah, they keep going.
Here's a guy who, I can't think of anything more embarrassing than his sexual harassment suit.
Right.
Where she paid, obviously he didn't deny calling her and leaving these.
No.
Really embarrassing. Come on. Wouldn't you just want to go to another country?
Yes, I'd want to disappear.
Okay. And I don't understand Arnett. I thought that was a career ender. I really did. Only because the hypocrisy is so horrible.
But it's not. He's there. He's still going.
I know. But and not only that, but he continues to rail about the far less secular humanists. Values as opposed to our traditional values. He keeps talking about traditional values.
Which he has none.
Well, I didn't know that phone sex with an employee who doesn't want it, when you're married.
It's a traditional value.
Maybe the phone hasn't been around. I don't think the phone's been around long enough. Telegraph sex is a traditional value.
He's out there.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good sign. Maybe it's good that America isn't so puritanical that, you get a scarlet letter for that. But you should get a scarlet H for hypocrisy. You really should. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we should, believe in redemption. Well, with him, gee. It'd be nice if he had went I did something stupid.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I did it.
Yeah, yeah. And
I apologize.
And it's wrong.
It's wrong. And,
I'm paying her off.
I'm giving her money to get lost. Hush money.
Yeah, everybody knows what this is, and it's embarrassing. He could have said, "Look, we can't. Should we get into the issue of whether whether this was invited or not invited, or whether it was a gray area, or what's the point? What's the deal with her taping me, or something like that?" He could have. But the idea that it's clear that this is what he did,
yeah.
And it's really embarrassing, and he's married, and he's got, two little kids.
It is embarrassing.
And then, guys do his little Willie, his little Bill got away from him, and okay, fine, that happens, I guess. But don't be judgmental. Don't be so weird about left-wing secular humanist values. Don't be so friggin' weird about it.
Yeah, I
agree.
No, you're 100% right. But all these guys are all caught in this. They're all caught in this kind of weird.
Well, the drug use.
It all blows back on them at one point or another. But yet they continue to keep going. Listen, we got to take a break.
Okay, I should probably get ready for my show.
Yeah, you got your show to go do.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming by.
Oh my!
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Breakfast was fun.
And thank you for starting all of this.
Well, I didn't start.
Yes, you did.
Well, that's right, I did.
You did start it. You should take credit for it.
Well, there's a lot of people that really deserve credit for it. And
you're one of them.
Thank you for being a pioneer yourself.
Well, you're one of them.
All right, 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll get back to Friday open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, let's get it on. We're here until 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to VroomCredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
VroomCredit.com?
No, knucklehead. VroomCredit.com, as in Vroom, V-R-O-O-M. You know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I'm cool.
VroomCredit.com. I get it.
And you can apply anytime, because Vroom Credit is open 24-7.
Sweet. Oh, wait.
What?
My computer's got worms.
How's your cell phone?
Worm-free.
Then call 1-800-927-AUTO. That's 1-800-927-AUTO.
As in automobile?
Genius.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Employers from the superheroes at Rider Rangers.
Do your employees arrive at work cursing the commute and grumbling over gas prices? Sounds like a job for the Rider Rangers. Our transportation experts will help your employees find carpool partners so they can share the ride and the cost of driving. And if your employees commute on North I-25, here's another great incentive. Carpools can drive in the new tolled express lane opening in June without paying a toll. Your employees can bypass traffic jams and get to work faster with less stress. Sure, we wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Rider Rangers for information on carpools, van pools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Rider Rangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Well, word has it that Comcast Workplace can help any small business be more productive. And to prove it, we're here with Beth Padnick, president of Padnick Investments. So Beth, how's business?
Oh, we're having a pretty good year, thank you.
Got any hot tips for us?
Yes, I do. Invest in Comcast Workplace for your small business.
Uh-huh.
It's been a big plus for us. Comcast gives us more speed than DSL, so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on secure investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee Security. Free.
Like no extra charge?
That's right.
Well, that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace. Speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, this is a little haggard we got going here. Oh, it's a Grateful Dead. All right, Brown. He's on his way to do a show from our studio. I'm broadcasting from a live, undisclosed location here. And it is open phones at 303-713-7600. And we got about another hour and 10 minutes together here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I tell you the high today, except somebody made off with my weather sheet. So I have no... all right, now Kenny Danon, who works here, is saying 89. John's saying 90. What does Amelia say again?
Well, I said 88, Amelia said 89, and you said 9, or you said 89, and she said 90.
I'm going with 89.
Well, 88, 89, 90, there's not a big difference between the three, but it's going to be nice today.
All right, I'll take one of them. Little thunder showers later on in the day. All right, here's Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Not too bad. I enjoyed your banner with Al there. That was kind of fun.
Thanks.
I just wanted to highlight something real fast. I've been reading about this bill that's already passed through Congress with the House of Representatives with light speed. It's called the Uniformity for Food Act, and it's really scary. And basically what's happening is it's another one of these bogusly named bills, you know, such as Child Left Behind or the Clean
Right.
Skies. And really what it boils down to is the government is trying to take away state legislation over how foods are processed and handled, such as with dairy and beef and fish.
Right.
And it's really, really scary because they're talking about most of the states that have, like, a large fisheries industry, say Louisiana or somebody like that, the East Coast, West Coast, they have really stringent standards as far as mercury testing for fish, slaughterhouses, how they handle the beef, or they drag it across the floor that's infested with E. coli, these types of things. The dairy industry, the beef industry, the fisheries industry are pumping millions and millions of dollars into Congress right now for this bill to be pushed through because they basically don't want to have to kneel down to these state legislative laws anymore based on how they process their foods.
Yeah, that's definitely, definitely wrong. Now, you know what? You don't have the number on this bill, do you?
I do not. I got a story offline and out of the back of the June issue of Consumer Reports. They're lobbying very hard. Their consumers union is very, very, very adamant about defeating this bill simply because the results of it could be catastrophic as far as we as consumers, you know, eating vegetables and eating beef and eating these and the fish that are just totally contaminated with mercury and E. coli and... It's ridiculous.
All right, we've got the bills. We have the bill's number. Here, for everybody who wants to get involved in this, and, you know, this is one of these deals where, hey, take 10 minutes today and send Allard and send Salazar an email about this. It's H.R. 4167. H.R. 4167.
Yep. Right now, it's stuck in the Senate, and... The thing that was very scary about it is the lobbyists put so much money into the House of Representatives, it went through without even going to a committee.
Yeah, that is scary.
It just passed right through. They signed it through at 11:59. No amendments were made to it. The Democrats weren't allowed to look at it. It just went straight through. It, like I said, it's clogged up in the Senate right now, and hopefully they can defeat it there because it's bad news.
Well, we should get to the email this afternoon or get to the email this morning if you're streaming us and listening to us at your office, get to the email and get in touch with your appropriate senator. It's H.R. 4167, and make some statement about it and tell them you oppose it. And, Pop, you know, you said that with the Consumer Reports was involved with it. Is that who you said was involved with it?
Yes, Consumer Reports.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to get in touch with them and see if we can get them on here next week to talk a little bit about it or at least get some more information about it. Thanks, Chris, for tipping us off to it, man. Appreciate the information.
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay, thank you. 303-713-7600. It's open phones here. We're getting ready to go into the last hour on the show. Should I say where we're broadcasting from? It's like it's supposed to be an undisclosed location because it was an intimate breakfast this morning with Al Franken and myself and the winners from the 760 contest. Speaking of winners from the 760 contest, and I don't want to forget about this, starting Monday, we're going to be giving away gas, $100 worth at a pop, I believe. Now, if you're already registered in the AM 760 Progressive Club, then your name could get called. If you're not registered, go to am760.net and register now, and I'll begin calling off the names on Monday morning, and we're going to do it at 620, I believe it's 620, 720, 820, and 920 in the morning, and you've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call in and get your free gas to help you with, you know, your Memorial Day or your summer day, your summer week, you know, your Memorial Day weekend or your summer getaway. Or in my case, going out and running errands every single day. Even though my car, I got to tell you, I got a car. I said this the other day. I got a car that if I don't lead foot it, if you don't lead foot the sucker, it'll get about 30 miles to the gallon. But still, man, that stuff disappears quick. So if you want to win, go to am760.net and register. All right, we're coming up on 9 o'clock. 303-713-7600. I got 4 lines open. And let's get it on here. We got a controversial conversation until 10 o'clock. And then Al Franken will be on. J. Marvin broadcasting live from an undisclosed location. Oh, hell, I might as well give it out, right? We're at the... After the news, I'll give it out. Okay, after the news, we'll tell you where we are.
You've got J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time. AM760.net. More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
It's Toyota's launch spectacular, featuring Camry, now available in a hybrid version. The all-new FJ Cruiser, Yaris, and RAV4. Right now, get $500 to $2,000 customer cash. Plus, save money at the pump with a limited-time fill-it-up gas card worth $1,000 when you purchase any 06 Corolla, Tundra, or Sequoia, only at your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. But you'd better hurry, because Toyota's launch spectacular ends soon. Toyota, it's time to move forward. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA in through 5/31/06. Varies by region. Fill-it-up gas card offer good on any new purchase or lease of eligible vehicles. Terms and restrictions apply. Fill-it-up gas card will be mailed to customer within 3 to 5 weeks after purchase date. Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for additional details.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Say it in plain English. The Senate has okayed 2 amendments that are all about language. One says English is the national language. The other says it's the common and unifying language. How's all of this playing on the streets?
Part of the idea of the melting pot, I think, is to come in and become one nation.
I don't think that you should be limited from speaking your own language in this country.
The amendments are part of a broader immigration reform measure that's expected to move from the Senate to the House next week. Talos Rosetto is professor of language policy at the University of Texas.
I think if they were serious about this issue, what they would do in the Congress is figure out better ways to improve English language education in the public schools.
The bill already requires any illegal immigrant to learn English as a condition of gaining permanent resident status. A sharp rebuke to the U.S. over Guantanamo Bay and Washington's policy toward detainees in the war on terrorism. The U.N.'s Committee Against Torture says the U.S. should close Guantanamo and steer clear of using secret detention facilities. President Bush has indicated he's waiting for a U.S. Supreme Court ruling before deciding whether to close the Guantanamo camp. One of the 3 phone companies cited in last week's USA Today story on tracking Americans' calling patterns is demanding a retraction. Bell South's Jeff Batcher says the story was unsubstantiated.
They've offered absolutely no proof at all in their allegations that we had a contract with the NSA
And under that contract, that we were providing phone records to tens of millions of Americans.
Well, USA Today says it's sticking by its story, but will look into the denials by Bell South and Verizon. In a few years, the first of the baby boom generation will begin retiring, and many of them are looking to their real estate holdings to help them bankroll their golden years.
The baby boom generation embraces home ownership as the ultimate American dream.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors says boomers own more than half of all vacation homes and rental property.
Baby boomers have a lot of equity in the real estate. When you look at vacation homeowners, 82% are owned free and clear.
Well, after weeks of build-up, the Da Vinci Code opens around the country.
Symbols are a language that can help us understand our past.
What do the early audiences think?
The Da Vinci Code left a number of moviegoers thinking.
It stated in the movie, well, why couldn't he still be the Son of God and still be married?
It's a lot to absorb and a lot to, you know, take in and take for granted, so I definitely would want to do some research.
Others, however, are not buying into it.
It's fiction. And if somebody believes the story is true, who am I to say they can't believe that?
As for the movie itself, some enjoyed it.
I thought the movie was excellent.
I thought it was an excellent movie.
Others felt it dragged too long. Tom Puckett for CBS News, Buffalo.
And checking Wall Street, a mixed picture. The Dow is up 2 points, the NASDAQ down one. This is CBS News.
You see a squirrel in the road, your car stops. It gets dark, your car lights the way. You order a coffee, your car holds your cup. Your car takes care of you. So how do you take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full service car care from diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. And right now we're having our biggest Goodyear tire sale ever. So bring your car to the experts at Sears Auto Centers. Your car would do the same for you. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 5/27/06.
All right, everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Senate has passed an amendment to the immigration bill, making English the national language of the United States. They also approved a second amendment by Colorado Senator Ken Salazar to designate English as the common and unifying language. The senator says he remembers when he was young and in school when students got punished if they spoke Spanish.
I remember seeing the incidents where young people would have their mouths washed out with soap.
Salazar's alternative amendment says he is to avoid language discrimination against immigrants. A variation of the game of tag has gotten a Jefferson County middle school student in hot water. Police arrested 14-year-old Cole Sharp after Bell Middle School reported he touched a girl's breast. It happened during a game called Boob Tag. Mother Lynn Sharp says she's afraid the boy will now have a record as a sex criminal.
He's been fingerprinted, and I don't want him to have this hanging over his head.
If convicted of unlawful sexual conduct, the teen could face up to 2 years in a youth detention facility. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Got a new problem across northbound I-25. Actually, an earlier crash now pulled off to that right-hand shoulder. Two cars right at 6th Avenue, but we're still slowing all the way back to Broadway. Across southbound I-25, watch for heavy traffic between I-70 and Spear. But the good news is our north end slowing has really subsided for the remainder of the drive. Across C-470 eastbound, watch for heavy traffic between Broadway and University, adding just about 5 minutes to your commute. And across I-225 in Aurora, we still have heavy traffic coming out of Aurora, heading into the tech center southbound between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 90 degrees with partly cloudy skies and a chance for...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
Where you go to Marshall Fields or whatever, Last Call, or whatever the case may be, or it's the St. John's outlet, and you go up to the saleswoman, and you want to buy a pair of pants for your wife or your girlfriend, and she goes, das lasagna, and if she doesn't speak to you in English, you like flip out, or is this like a racist thing aimed at Mexicans? Right? Does that mean that we can call up like all the Mexican radio stations and television stations like Univision and say, you know what, you're not speaking the official language? What's the penalty for not speaking the official language in the United States of America? In other words, if I suddenly decided to do this show in Yiddish, would it be breaking the law? No, I just want to know. I mean, if I start doing the show in Yiddish, would I be in trouble? You know, would Ken Salazar come get me? I mean, Harry Reid says, although the intent may not be there, I really believe that this amendment is racist. I believe it is directed at people who speak Spanish. I think Harry Reid is absolutely right. And I've said this to you over and over again. I believe that we do have a problem with immigration in this country. I do believe it is a serious problem. But I think that there are severe elements operating in this arena of public discussion that have racist and xenophobic tendencies and exhibit them every once in a while. And all you have to do is listen closely and monitor the rhetoric. And there are also politicians and TV personalities and radio personalities who are trying to get wide mileage out of this by demagoguing the issue instead of asking for people to calmly figure this out. And you know what? I applaud the president for this. I really do. I mean, at least he said we should, calmly come to some kind of conclusion about this thing. All right, let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning, and thanks for hanging on.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I heard Opus Dei has started a petition to make Latin the official language.
There you go. Because they're upset. That's exactly right.
That's going to be trouble, man.
I'm telling you. I wonder how much support that's going to be. Now, there. You know, is it Brownback? There's one of the senators is a member of Opus Dei and admits that he is, because it's supposed to be a quasi-like secret organization, although because of this movie they've kind of opened up their headquarters and, you know, they're trying to be open about it. But I think Brownback or somebody, or Santorum or one of them is a member of Opus Dei. But anyway, go ahead.
I think it's Opus Dei is basically just Catholicism for people who don't think the Catholic Church is Catholic enough or something. I remember a long time ago, I'm sort of thinking about the Da Vinci Codes, and there was, you know, this debate you probably heard on TV. Well, should they have a disclaimer at the front of the movie saying that this is fiction? And then one of the cast was being interviewed on the Today Show or something like that, and he said, well, the Bible should have a disclaimer at the front of it saying that it's fiction. And so people are really upset about that little comment. And I was thinking, also I'm trying to get a long time ago, you kind of put the question out there, well, isn't there a common ground to all the world's religions? Do we really have to be fighting over this?
Well, can't we just respect each other and practice our you know, given religions and not have to step on each other and get into this whole, you know, contest that kids, that siblings get over with, you know, with parents about how, oh, you know, no, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I want the most attention. No, I want the most attention. Can't we all just kind of, like, coexist together?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's exactly the problem. Every religion, you know, kind of has this we know better than everybody else sort of attitude, as it's commonly understood. But also, in like, at the center, at the core of all the world's great religions, there's a more mystical understanding, a more esoteric understanding, a more literate understanding that doesn't take it as fact or history or literally in any way, but understands that this religious language is about, refers to something besides history and time and conventional reality. It's about the spirit. It's about the soul. Anyway, there is a common, all religions say the same thing. When you get to this mystical core, all Hinduism and Christianity and Buddhism, they're all the same when you get to that level of understanding. And in from that perspective, the Da Vinci Code and the Catholic Church are both just kind of ridiculous fiction, that they both don't see the truth of it.
Well, I don't think the Catholic Church is a ridiculous fiction. I think the Catholic Church is like, I guess you would call them a branch of Christianity, or people who believe in, you know, in Jesus. And the Da Vinci Code, you know what the Da Vinci Code is? The Da Vinci Code is a novel written by Dan Brown. It's a work of fiction. You know what? And anybody who goes and reads the Da Vinci Code or goes and sees the movie and goes, wow, that must be true, then you know what? I mean, listen, I mean, I got a couple other things I'll sell you as well. I'm not saying that I'm not trying to devalue his work. I'm not going to see the Da Vinci Code. I have not read the novel. I have absolutely, you know, zero interest in the Da Vinci Code. But I've laughed at this whole hoopla because, you know what, Dave, let me tell you what this is going to do. It's going to sell a ton of movie tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The boycott is going to backfire. It gives people like William O'Donohue or whatever his name is, or the Catholic Anti-Defamation League or whatever organization he represents, it gets him on the reactionary right-wing talk shows like Bill O'Reilly and Chris Matthews, and it gets them media attention, and they feel like they're wronged, and okay, I can understand that, and the whole thing. But after all, when you boil it down, when you go to Barnes & Noble, when you go to Borders, when you go look on Amazon.com, when you go to Powell's, when you go to the Tattered Cover, when you go to any of those places, you're not going to find the Da Vinci Code in the nonfiction section. You're going to find it in the fiction section. It's a novel, for God's sakes. I mean, why there are people out there who can't see that is beyond me.
Well, I think, you know, what I'm getting at is that this is kind of a problem of our time. This is, you know, there's a tendency among almost everybody to take religious truth as history and as fact. And if you do that, you know, it's not to say that it isn't true. I'm just saying it's not true that way. It's not that kind of truth. And if you think it is, then you don't know.
I think what you're talking about, though, is dogma. Like, in other words,
I'm talking about literalism.
Literalism. All right. Like, for instance, you know, all right, like if you take the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I often, and every once in a while, I'll get a religious wingnut on the phone, and I'll like start arguing with them about this. Well, do you believe in the New Testament? Do you believe in the Old Testament? And they'll say, well, yes. I'll say, well, do you take it literally? Well, yes. Okay, then in other words, you believe that women should be stoned for adultery.
Right, and kids too, for sassing their mom and dad.
Then the last caller, who I went over this with, then when he says yes. Then I said to him, well, congratulations, you're like the Taliban.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Literalism, fundamentalism, it doesn't even matter what religion you are. It's a style of thought, you know? It's a way of thinking.
Fundamentalism in anything can be extremely dangerous.
Oh, it's totally hateful. It hates everybody who's not of that religion. All these fundamentalists are looking forward to the day when all the other religious people, people of other religions, are wiped off the face of the earth.
It gets crazy.
It's a kind of like a cosmic genocidal fantasy. It's totally hateful. That's why, you know, people talk about you should respect their right to believe what they want to believe. But I'm saying no.
Yeah, but you see,
Maybe wait a minute.
But you know what, though? I see there, I disagree with you. You have to respect their right. Why do you have to respect their
right?
Because
they don't.
Because there's a First Amendment in this country, and as long as they don't do any harm to you, and as long as they're not out calling for the genocide of you, or out calling for the genocide of people, or, you know, building bombs in their basement, or you
but
know,
I think
driving
they are,
around,
Jay.
But you got to prove that driving around trucks of firearms. We live in a country where people should be able to say what they think, even if what they think is ugly.
But that's different than shooting an abortion doctor in the head, isn't it?
Well, I agree, but not, you know what? Not all fundamentalists are going to do that. I mean, don't paint everybody with a broad brush now. Be careful about that. All right, Dave, I love you, but I got to go, man.
All right, man. Love you, too.
Okay, take care. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Am I coming across as a voice of moderation here? I used to be considered to be so radical. 303-713-7600, four open lines. We're broadcasting live from the Wyndham on Union Street, and we'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning here on AM.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Over the years, and Officer Odell, of course, will pay the price for the police and all those speeding tickets that you probably have gotten. So stop on by tomorrow. That's tomorrow between 11 and 3 at Rocky's Autos, Dunk the Shag Man, and Officer Odell. I might even come by and take a couple of shots myself. Man, I've been saying it all week. Dunk tanks are like, okay, the first couple of times is fine, but then when you get into being dunked 15 or 20 times, it starts getting a little monotonous. Rocky's Autos are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by and see them and dunk the Shag Man and Officer Odell tomorrow. That's Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
The Broncos Fanfare at Invesco Field at Mile High.
Let's go, baby, let's go.
Saturday, June 3rd and Sunday, June 4th.
I'm better do all Sunday, baby.
Over the 2 days, you'll have the chance to meet every Broncos player, coach, and cheerleader. Plus, you can play games, take pictures, and get autographs from your favorite Broncos and select Broncos alumni. And great activities for kids. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster outlets and the Invesco Field at Mile High box office.
This is Mike Shanahan. Denver, it's showtime.
For more information, go to denverbroncos.com/fanfare.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, some Beatles. Very nice. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the open phones, 303-713-7600 on this Friday as we broadcast live from the Wyndham on Union Street, which is where we held the breakfast for Al Franken and the listeners. And by the way, don't forget about the gas giveaway coming up this week. So go to am760.net. If you want to get involved in that, let's go to Ron, who's hanging on at Lakewood. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Ron, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, you know, everybody's been talking about, the thing with immigration and how they're, how corporations are hiring, undocumented workers because it's cheaper.
Well, they're not the only ones that are doing it. Listen, you want to know something? There are people who are hiring undocumented workers to, like, do things like do their yards, clean their houses.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, there are citizens who are contributing to this as well as corporations. We just don't ever talk about that component of it.
Well, the one component I want to talk about is in the construction field.
Well, I mean, that's the most talked about part of it, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, and I'm a retired engineer with a telephone company. I've done a lot of electrical and you know, telephone wiring and construction stuff before, and it's amazing. I get called, and I've been hired to go in after they get done and redo a lot of the work just so they can meet code for the inspections, and they're paying me $30 an hour.
Which proves what? That
Which
Mexicans can't wire houses? What does it prove?
You get what you pay for at the beginning, and then when the building inspector comes, then sees the lousy job that was done on the conduit and the pre-electrical wiring and the roughed-in plumbing. I know people who are...
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I'm not defending anybody, but I got to tell you something. Sometimes you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
I've had people come work on my house. I've had people work on my car. I've had gone to doctors where I paid lots of money and got screwed.
Yeah, but I'm telling you...
Yeah, but what?
I'm working three to four...
Wait a minute. Yeah, but what? At least acknowledge that point, that sometimes that rule doesn't always hold.
True. But I'm working 3 to 4 days at $30 an hour cleaning up all these messes and shopping centers and industrial building sites.
Congratulations, and you're making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're not being hurt by it.
No. I'm just saying, I'm just bringing out one aspect of it.
Well, you know what? Then congratulations. You're able to keep your head above water. Good for you.
Yeah. The other thing is, have you read any of the movie reviews on the Da Vinci Code?
No, because I'm not going to go see it.
I'm not either.
I'm boycotting it out of boredom.
But are you familiar with a local rock band called Opie Gone Bad?
No.
That's what I could give Ron Howard's title to this. I've been reading the reviews in the paper and stuff. It's a lousy movie.
Well, sometimes, you know, those lousy reviews, though, help sell tickets.
Well, that's true, too. Hey, I'm glad you're still around. Keep up the good work.
All right, man. Stay busy and stay rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you can buy us dinner. All right, let me go to Pat in Denver. Pat, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi, Pat.
Couple of things. I'm almost to work, so it'll be short.
Okay.
Number one, the people who seems to me the vast majority of the people who are pushing for English as the official language here, hoping to stamp out other languages, are the same people who go overseas and get mad because the people there don't speak English.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, you know, the why doesn't everybody speak
right.
my language kind of idiocy. I just tried to call Wayne Allard's office about the bill you were talking about and about the gay marriage amendment that he's sponsoring, just another example of his bending over to kick the back, kick the backside of the bush. And it says all state offices are closed today.
I wonder why.
I have no idea. It directed me to call the Washington office, and I wasn't able to write it down, so I don't know what the number is. But that's what the recording said.
Well, we'll get the Washington number, and you know what? I wonder why state offices are closed today. It's not a state holiday today. It's not a federal holiday today either, is it?
Not that I know of, and I usually pay attention because I usually get those off work. So you know,
it's not even Memorial Day weekend, is it?
No, that's next weekend, and then Memorial Day's on Monday.
Wow, that's
weird. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe they've got that information about as straight as they get the rest of the stuff they talk about in Howard's office.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. You know what? I just got an answer from him, because it always comes in your email marked correspondence. I got an answer from him to an email I sent him 6 months ago.
Really?
He finally answered me.
Did it speak to the subject? Because the ones he sends me never speak to the subject.
No, it didn't. It was a bunch of double talk.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a bunch of garbage. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome, Jay. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I opened my email yesterday, and here's this correspondence from Allard's office. And it's like from something like 3 or 4 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago. I don't know. It was like a long time ago, though. And I thought, why are you sending this to me now? What good does it do? 303-713-7600, and then he never answers you anyway. So, I mean, he never gives you a concrete answer. Let's go to Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
I wanted to make a comment about the topic you were on a few minutes ago with the Christian Wright and Andrew Sullivan's article or essay in Time. I totally agree with everything he said. I just don't think that the term he came up with really adequately describes that position, and I have a better one, I think.
All right.
I call them hypocristians.
Well, that's not a bad way to put it.
No, it isn't. If you look at people like Pat Robertson, who advocated state-sponsored assassination, or Jerry Falwell, who believes HIV is a punishment from God, you can see that these people have stepped far and away from their own teachings.
Yeah, you know, the best answer I ever had about all of those people, like Robertson and, what's his name with Focus on the Family, Dobson. And all of those people, was from Tony Campolo, I believe. We had him on here a couple of weeks ago, who said, why aren't they using that money to help people who are poor? Instead of building these big broadcast empires and raising all these monies and building these big cathedrals, why don't they take this money and help the poor? What would Jesus do?
Exactly. What would Jesus do? You know why people don't wear those bracelets anymore? Because when they tried to answer those questions, they got answers they didn't like.
You know what? I'm inclined to believe you're telling the truth.
So, that's it. And while I want to say that not every person of Christian faith falls under this category.
No.
Certainly the ones who are more proactive these days in terms of building their power are. And that's one of the things. Jesus was supposedly one of the most powerful humans who ever lived. He could have taken any position in that power structure back then that he wanted, and he didn't. And they don't understand that lesson or any of the other lessons. Jesus was a liberal.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. How about this? Because people, when they hear, because, you know, 80 to 85% of this country is Christian. So if somebody's going down the dial and they hear us having this conversation and we're being just a little bit critical, then what they end up doing is they think that we're slamming Christianity as a whole, which is not what we're doing. So why don't we leave it at this? Why don't we say if the shoe fits, wear it, right?
Exactly.
You got it, pal. Thank you.
Some of them are hypocrites.
You got it. Great call. Appreciate it. What do we got now? Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Open phones coming up for 30 more minutes at 303-713-7600, 930 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Amelia, are you there or is this on tape?
Here.
Oh, you're there live?
I'm live. I'm always live at 930.
Okay, well, what is that, live as opposed to dead at 930? I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the situation is you said today that it was going to be
90.
Turk said that it was going to be 88.
Right.
And I claim it's going to be 89.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so the winner on Monday, if I lose and I have to pay off, what do I have to do on Monday? I have to buy you guys lunch?
Yes. Three times nicer lunch than we expect.
Because we've got it up to triple or nothing?
Yes.
Okay, but one last final comment on this deal.
Okay.
Do I get a chance to recoup my bet? Do I get a chance to recoup my losses on Tuesday?
You know, I'm lost at this point. I have no idea what's going on. I need to keep a log. And by the way, we're probably all using different sources to check the temperature anyways. So we have to agree on a source.
I thought we were using the only source there is, the temperature at the airport.
Yeah, but according to who?
Well, you call the National Weather Service at the airport, and you get the temperature. I mean, if you use Turk could use a thermometer in his backyard.
That's what he's been using.
Well, okay, then today's high has to be the recorded high at the Denver International Airport, at DIA, at whatever hour they record the high, and that's what it has to be.
Okay.
And that's what we need for Monday.
It's always cooler out of DIA, and those big planes and the wind blowing out there. It's a little cooler than it is in
Sydney. Oh, come on, Turk.
Oh, Turk, come on. You know, quit trying to throw wiffle balls. I mean, come on. Get real. All right, so that's how we're going to do it. And, Amelia, you're in charge of coming up with the information.
Okay.
All right, last traffic reported of the morning with us. And, of course, traffic continues 24 hours a day here. But last time to hear from the lovely Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, luckily, we are accident and stall-free across our highway drive. We do have just a bit of leftover volume across the southbound lanes 25 between Alameda and University. But fortunately, 225, I-70, as well as C-470 has all completely thinned out. The rest of the drive is in great shape. 6th Avenue is looking good. The Boulder Turnpike is wide open, heading across Westminster, Broomfield, as well as Boulder. Now, in today's forecast, we'll see partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon and that high of...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to VroomCredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
VroomCredit.com?
No, knucklehead. VroomCredit.com, as in Vroom. V-R-O-O-M. You know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I'm cool.
VroomCredit.com. I get it.
And you can apply anytime, because Vroom Credit is open 24-7.
Sweet. Oh, wait.
What?
My computer's got worms.
How's your cell phone?
Worm-free.
Then call 1-800-927-AUTO. That's 1-800-927-AUTO.
As in automobile?
Genius.
This Saturday, things are smoking hot at Thunder Mountain of Denver. Hot bikes, hot girls, hot sales, all in one hot party. We're celebrating from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with food, beer, live music, the Coyote Ugly Girls, Bikini Bull Run, huge savings, and tons of wild behavior. Thunder Mountain of Denver is calling all hotties to come get crazy as the Girls Gone Wild bus rolls into town. Girls Gone Wild, filming for upcoming videos, and you could be in it. While you're there, compete in the first preliminary Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place gets a trip for two to Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And a chance to go on and compete for $1,000 cash. Off I-70 at Pecos, Thunder Mountain of Denver. The hottest place to be this Saturday. Visit thundermountainofdenver.com.
SuitSale. Huge savings on signature, executive, trio, even Poplin suits, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
After 40 years of building neighborhoods in Colorado, we still hear the question, where the heck did you get the name McStain? Well, it came with the little home building company we bought back in 1966. It would have cost $50 to change it, and frankly, we needed the money. True story. Here are some more. We once thought people might spend more time outdoors if we didn't give them a place to put a TV. We thought if we made our closets smaller, we could loosen the grip of consumerism. We even thought land could be recycled just like pop cans, so communities could grow in a smart way. We're not sure what it all means, but we do know this. First, if you build a good home, it doesn't matter what your name is. Second, people know what they want, so give it to them. And third, if it's good for the planet, we're all for it. We're McStain Neighborhoods, and And after 40 years, we're still on a mission here.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Always late.
Lefty Frizzell to end up the weekend.
With your
or to start the weekend, rather, and end up the week. Way to go. God, I love
Won't
Lefty.
You come to my
9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, somewhere around 89, and a chance of thundershowers in the afternoon. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 303-713-7600, and we go to Amber in Denver. Amber, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I wanted to make a comment on the Da Vinci Code, what
sure.
you were talking about earlier. I'll tell you why it's so controversial. Yeah, it's a fiction. It's a novel. The story, everything is fiction. But there is some truth to it. And the Catholic Church is afraid that people will find out.
Well, what proof
that
to
they,
it?
That they've hidden things from their followers over hundreds of years. They've edited the Bible. They've omitted entire sections of the Bible. And that is the bottom line, is they don't want people to know that in order to maintain their power, that they've hidden things from their followers. And
see,
yeah,
I don't know. Now, you know what? See, I can't defend or deny that because I don't know enough about it in order to be able to do it. And my feeling is that you know, we get into this whole thing with religion about the search for the ultimate truth and ultimately who's telling the truth, and my God, you know what? We will never settle this.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, you know, it's a great, I really encourage you to read the book. It's well written. Yes, it's fiction. You can dispute the whole, you know, whether Jesus had a wife and children and all that and the Opus Dei, but there is some truth to it, and the Catholic Church is afraid.
You know what, though? How about this? How about this? And I know this is going to disappoint you. I know you're going to go, gee, Jay's a jerk. But how
no.
about this? But how about this? How about I don't care if Jesus had wives or not?
Well, I don't
how
care
about
either.
How about this? How about, you know what I care? What I care about is
Jesus was a good man.
We've lost 2,400 some odd kids in Iraq. We've got a deficit that's out of control.
Oh my God!
We have
I know.
No energy independence plan. We have health insurance that is unraveling in this country at a rapid rate. That there are so many other things
to talk about. I know.
So the people who want to get crazy about the Da Vinci Code, let them get crazy about the Da Vinci Code. I want Catholics to be comfortable with their religion. I want them to be fine. And if they want to debate it amongst themselves, then let them go ahead and debate it amongst themselves. I'm Jewish. I have no horse in the race.
Right. Well, I agree with you 100%. I agree. But, you know, I agree. I think we have better things to talk about, and this country is in a situation. So keep doing what you're doing, and let's all get out and vote in November.
You got it. Love you, Amber.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Lee and Aurora. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to challenge you on what is becoming a paranoid obsession regarding the NSA domestic spying.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I know that you're very familiar with the Fourth Amendment and how you believe that George Bush's policies are violating the Fourth Amendment. In other words, they're illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Let me draw your attention to the First Amendment. What would you say is probably the hallmark of the First Amendment?
Why go to the First Amendment? Let's talk about the Fourth Amendment.
Because I'm trying to draw a parallel. And
well, then draw the parallel and skip the pop quiz, because what we're really dealing with here is we're dealing with two fundamental things. We're dealing with not only the Fourth Amendment, but we're also dealing with the FISA law. Are you familiar with the FISA law?
Yes, vaguely, but let me
well,
get back
all right,
on
but,
the, topic.
But if you're vaguely familiar with the FISA law, let me just caution you that after this conversation, you need to acquaint yourself with it. Now go ahead.
Okay. Well, the First Amendment most people associate with freedom of speech. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. Do you believe that freedom of speech, as laid out in the First Amendment, is absolute?
You know what? I see that as being a trick question.
Well, okay, let me just, rather than me quizzing you, let me just make my point short and sweet. Of course it is not absolute. If you yell fire in a crowded theater,
well, yeah,
before,
naturally, if you cause physical harm to somebody, then no, there's no such thing as absolute free speech, particularly when there's a penalty to be paid for your actions.
Right, but do you think if somebody yelled fire in a crowded theater that they could use the First Amendment?
No, I do not. No, because it shows bodily injury or harm.
Right, so the point is that what is laid out in the Constitution and later in the amendments is not necessarily absolute. They're merely guidelines that are subject to some circumstances that may have been unforeseen when those amendments were written.
However, okay, and I see exactly where you're going, and I would counter to you by saying the following: that first of all, the only thing that we have in this country that protects us our privacy rights is the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and the right to oath or affirmation, and the right to be secure in our persons, places, and things, and the idea of probable cause. That's been a standard in this country for years and years. It's been tried in front of all kinds of courts, including the Supreme Court. Second of all, there's a FISA law. And that FISA law gives the President of the United States the absolute authority to be able to wiretap somebody or to snoop on their phone calls or whatever the case may be for 72 hours without ever having to obtain a warrant. And then, after 72 hours, they have to go before the FISA court. Now, this administration has admitted that in this last case of gathering the phone numbers, that they didn't go to the FISA court because they didn't think the FISA court would pass it. In the first case of the NSA situation, they just ignored the FISA court. Now, I submit to you that there are laws in this country which, you know what, I don't particularly like, and that, you know what, I break on a routine basis. One of those laws, I wouldn't say they're numerous, but I'll give you a really good one, and I think we all do this. Do you drive I-25?
Yes.
Okay, do you go through the T-Rex?
Yes.
Do you do 55 through there where the speed limit says fines are doubled?
Probably not.
All right. What happens if you get caught going through there?
My fine gets doubled.
Okay, do you get a ticket?
I haven't had one, but I probably would.
All right, well, I haven't either. But the fact is, if we get caught, if you and I get caught, you and I are going somewhere and we get caught together, you know what, and I'm driving the car, or you're driving the car, we're going to get a ticket. We can't turn to the officer, and we can't say to the officer, there are unforeseen circumstances, and therefore, I had to do 75 through there. No matter what your situation is, maybe the officer would use some discretion and would say to you, well, okay, you're telling me that your father is, at a hospital and he's dying of a heart attack, whatever the case would be. But chances are, they're not going to let you off the hook for that, okay? And the fact is you can't let the administration off the hook when it comes to violating the FISA law, because the law was there, they knew it's there, Alberto Gonzalez is capable of reading that law, and they broke the law. Now, my question to you is, when you break the law, what's the punishment?
Well, the punishment fits the crime. But look, the point I'm trying to make, Jay, and is to challenge all of those civil liberties absolutists that the Constitution does say some things that are contradicted, such as the point I made regarding the First Amendment, and it would be kind of trying to have it both ways. If you're saying, well, but that doesn't apply to the Fourth Amendment. I mean, certainly that there are public health and safety and security circumstances that might necessitate extraordinary means during times of war when we face an enemy we've never faced before.
Yeah, but
and one that our founding fathers never saw.
Yes, that may be true, but history has always come down on the side of those who have complained about the violation of civil liberties. The courts have always, in the end, come down on the side of those who have sought to protect civil liberties. And you're not only talking about the Fourth Amendment, as I just said to you, you're also talking about the FISA law. And what this Congress has done, rather than hold the President accountable for breaking the FISA law, which many of them who are sitting in office now helped to pass and voted on, Democrats included, and were part of it, the Republican majority that is sitting in the Congress now chooses to change the law rather than hold the President of the United States accountable. And I don't care if the President of the United States is a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, whatever the case may be. You break the law, you pay the penalty. And all we've ever heard over and over again from the conservatives, and particularly from wing nuts, is this constant thing about law and order. And you know what ends up happening? They always get caught stuck in hypocrisy. Great example, Mr. Limbaugh. People who use drugs, lock them up, they should go to jail. Except when it's Rush Limbaugh. Except when it's a fat, rich white man. Then they get another set of standards. Or when it's the President of the United States, they get another set of standards. And I'm going to tell you something, man. You know what? That's dangerous precedent. That's dangerous precedent. Because you know what? If you're going to act that way, then there's no point in having any laws at all. Particularly if the highest executive branch is going to violate those laws.
Well, look, I'm not for just arbitrary violation of the law for no good reason. But the cynical side of me believes, and I'm not going to say that this applies to you, but many on the left, probably most on the left, are probably more up in arms about the NSA domestic spying, not because of constitutional considerations, but because it happens to be something on George W. Bush.
Well, I can't speak for the majority of the left. I can only speak for J. Marvin, proud card-carrying member of the ACLU and a believer in the laws of this country. And the proud card-carrying member of the ACLU, J. Marvin, says that there is a process in this country in which you go to obtain warrants and that you go before a FISA court, and if you break the law, you don't get off. And the last thing I need is for George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Alberto Gonzalez, or anybody else surrounding George W. Bush to lecture me about the laws.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just $1 a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Designs.com.
Don't let the high price of gas spoil your plans for a summer getaway. Starting next Monday, AM 760's J. Marvin wants to pump you up.
Here's how it works. Every hour on my show at 620, 720, 820, and 920, I'll call out the name of an AM 760 Progressive Club member. You'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of gas. If you're not a Progressive Club member, go to AM760.net to sign up now.
We are here to pump you up.
J. Marvin's gas giveaway starts May 22nd with 4 chances to win every morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're
going
to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 4bruce.com. That's the number 4bruce.com. That's the number 4bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 4bruce.com now.
You're invited to a Weld County Democrats community celebration, Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley. Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream will be speaking about business, values, and ice cream. For tickets, call 1-800-315-2787 or ucstars.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You got it. Al will be here. Live from Denver, by the way, from our studios at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin broadcasting live from the Wyndham on Union Street, where we had our Al Franken breakfast this morning with our winners, and I hope they all enjoyed the breakfast and had a good time. It's 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock. It's open phones here, and thank you, Turk, for the stones. And let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Hope you had a good breakfast.
Yeah, we had a great time. Al Franken is a fabulous guy.
I'm really sorry I didn't win.
I'm sorry you did, too.
Hey, I wanted to take an opportunity this morning to try to do some good work here. I'm a volunteer with the Highlands Ranch Arthritis Walk, and I was wondering if I could plug the walk this weekend.
Absolutely.
All right, we're getting together down in Highlands Ranch to do a one-mile or a three-mile walk, and all the benefits are going to go to the Rocky Mountain Chapter of the Arthritis Foundation. A lot of people in the country have arthritis. Luckily, I don't yet, but we have some good family friends whose kids have juvenile arthritis, and it's awful.
Wow.
You know, two-year-old and a six-year-old.
Yeah.
It's awful to see them. So they're friends of ours, and we are on the volunteer committees to be there for them.
All right. Now, where does the walk kick off for those people who, like, are just suddenly hearing about this on the radio and saying, hey, you know what, I'd like to go on down there and, you know, be part of this? Where does it kick off?
Sure. Well, it starts from Shea Stadium, which is the football field down in Highlands Ranch. And it's a little bit south of C-470 on Santa Fe.
Okay.
And the registration starts at 10, and the walk starts at 11. And it's free to register, and one of the big sponsors is Aleve, and they're actually donating per walker. So if you just want to show up and do a three-mile walk and get a little bit of money donated to the organization, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, and give the registration point again.
Okay, it's Shea Stadium in Highlands Ranch. You can also go to highlandsranch.kintera.org on the web.
Okay, great.
And we're going to have music, food, live music, activities for kids, and dogs are also welcome, too, because dogs get arthritis.
Yep, they sure do. You're right about that.
So bring your dog and come and have a good walk. Should be a nice day.
Hey, Dave, thanks for calling up and giving us the information, man.
Thanks for the time, Jay.
You bet. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
All right. Boy, that sounds like a really good thing to get involved in Highlands Ranch. Shea Stadium. You know where, John, you live in Highlands Ranch. You know where that is? The base, Shea Stadium. You live in Highlands Ranch. Do you know where that is?
I'm sorry. I was screening the phone call right there. I didn't hear it.
Shea Stadium in the Highlands Ranch.
Shea Stadium. I believe that's off of Center Drive in like Santa Fe. I want to say it's by Redstone. I think it's called Redstone Park.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know where it's at.
All right. 10 a.m. is where you go to register to get involved in an arthritis walk.
That's Town Center and like Santa Fe, just east of there.
Okay. Good. Good man. Let's go to Nick in Littleton. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning. All right, let's go to Doug in Longmont. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Okay, I want to try and be brief here, and I don't want to be, like, condescending, but I'm real old. And anybody who's interested in giving up their civil rights during time of war should read some history and go back to the Greeks and Thucydides' history of the Peloponnesian Wars, and then Gibbon, decline and fall of the Roman Empire, and then any history of the United States in any of our war times, and especially the rise and fall of the Third Reich. You give up your civil rights, you give up your life, and they come and get you. And that's my
history. Well, I think I heard a guy say the other day, and I think this is really true, your civil liberties are like sand in your hand, and as the sand bleeds out, it's very, very hard to scoop the sand back up, and it's very hard to get them back. To get the sand back again.
You can do it, but it's a lot harder.
Yep, it sure is. So that's why I urge everybody to join the ACLU, and we should protect our civil liberties. And, you know, the guy who called, Lee, the conservative, he's got a right to his opinion. I just happen to disagree with him. I mean, I think he's wrong, and I think that if he goes and does what you're suggesting, which is to read history and see the things that have been done, quote-unquote, the excesses in the name of war or unusual circumstances, those kind of lead to things like, you know, taking the Nisei Japanese and rounding them up and putting them in internment camps. I don't think we want to go down that road in this country. I don't think we want to go down the road in this country where just because the you know, the government's on a hunt for terror suspects that they can, you know, start eavesdropping on your phones without any kind of oath or affirmation or warrant or any of the safeguards. And nothing, I think, really justifies, in most cases, for the government violating the law. I mean,
it's absolutely. Let me say to the gentleman, because I really respect him, and I'm a vet, you know, and I'm basically conservative. But you read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Forget all that other, you know, heavy duty stuff. The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, it just sets it right up for you. What happens?
Yeah, when that case is made, when that case of extremism is made, as it articulated, you're absolutely right. People end up getting into that mass hysteria and fear. And they surrender what is most precious to them, and then in the end, later they regret what happens.
Boy, I'll say, and I mean, you think of how many Germans right now, you know, are just terribly upset and wring their hands over things that happened that their grandfathers did.
That's right.
I mean, what happened was so awful in Nazi Germany that. Two generations later, these people are just you know, they can't believe it. It's like it's impossible to believe what can happen
well,
and how easy it is to
right.
let your civil rights go.
You're right, and many of them are in denial. Doug, thank you for your service to the country, man, and thank you for your call.
Welcome back again.
Okay, you got it. All right, is that about it for this morning? Are we about done? I don't think I got time to squeeze on another call. Don't forget, on Monday, the gas giveaway starts. So if you don't know about this, go to am760.net and find out about it. If you're a Progressive Club member, you're already eligible to win. If not, sign up, and we'll be giving the gas away. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you bright and early on Monday morning, as awake and as chipper as I possibly can be. Thank you so much to the Wyndham Hotel, to Al Franken for being so nice, and to all of our contest winners and all of you for being supporters of AM760 Progressive Talk. Join the ACLU. It's the best move you'll make all day.
Given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For $1 an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more. Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
761-64. Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you.